Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You guys are not hip to this yet, right?
No, I am.
Totally hip to it. This is, there's a name for it, but I know we're doing it now every day.
The pre-opening.
That's the pre-opening.
That,
yeah.
Thank you. But Buzz, you weren't hip to that, were you? You were just sitting there chilling, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I was waiting. See, I heard you clear, I heard you like kind of go,
yeah.
And I lunged for my microphone because I knew it was time for the pre-opening, but I would be lying if I said that, I wasn't surprised.
There's a technical name for this.
Yes.
It's a cold open, like on Saturday Night Live, okay. When they open. Yeah.
You know what it's like? Yeah, it's exactly like Saturday Night Live. We have that.
And we're just like Saturday Night Live in the fact that this will not be funny.
But you know what?
What we're doing right now will not be funny. The premise may be funny, but whatever we have to say now will not be funny.
I have a request to make. Uh-huh. If we do this every day now,
well,
I'd just like to have, we should have I'd like to announce something, like right before you go to the stuff, like they said, live from New York, only we'd have something a little different.
Oh, you need a catchphrase.
Yes, like,
hey now.
Like, hey now, let's get rolling.
Thanks, look around cafe.
How about just hey now?
All right.
Hey now works for me.
Just hey now, all right.
Just hey now.
Well, I guess to conclude all this, I just have to look at the camera and say, hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
But don't be premature with the hey now.
No, I never will.
And you weren't today.
I will wait for your cue for the hey now.
Sometimes they'll surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I like a good surprise.
Absolutely. And it'll be a surprise all the time because I'll say, I was driving along today, and you know what happened?
What?
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and we still got to let in everybody.
Oh, my God. No,
hi,
we don't.
Julia. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
That's not right.
That could have been disturbing.
True enemy.
The guys weren't here.
Himself.
Oh,
a man
great.
Of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Just beware.
Hey, hold on a second. They're still out there. Hold on. Come on.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Yeah.
There you go. Uh-huh. There we go.
Hello.
They were out getting you a swim pass.
What?
They were out getting you a swim pass.
Thank God. I already played your thing.
But it's all out of sequence.
This is part of the crazy new opening. Yeah. Hey now.
I don't know if I can stand it.
Hey now.
Hey, that's
front.
My line.
Good afternoon.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tanner Turner Overtime and all the ships at sea. Last night you saw them transformed on the Swan. And now I give you Geronimo and Mike. Oh, I was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look
hello.
At my face.
Hello.
All right, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on Thursday. Thursday.
Post-surgery depression.
04. 08. 04. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Yep, nailed on the Swan immediately last night.
Watch the whole thing.
As soon as I found out it was just two girls,
watch the whole Swan.
Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And in Washington, D.C. on our home station, WJFK 202-432-1067. So many things to discuss on this radio show in this opening segment. I want to yell at my wife.
Really?
I want to yell at our general manager.
Really?
I think I'll wait to do that one. Maybe I'll yell at my wife first. But actually, when I say yell at my wife, it really means just ask what she's doing.
Right.
Find out what it is now that's...
And of course, when you say you're yelling and you're asking or something, it's more like, wah!
Yeah, I get into it in a second. American Idol, yes, absolutely. The Swan, yes, we'll discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with my wife, and I'll tell you before I call her, and I'm calling her at work today, so
yeah.
This is going to be a nice new experience calling her at work,
a nice reversal.
Yes, there are the two B's that I want to bring up with her. One is it's not what you think.
Oh, okay.
One is bathroom.
bathroom.
Uh-huh. That here's what I foolishly went along with this plan. Once about every 5 years, you might hear this on the show, where my wife gets bored and she decides that it would be a really fun way to spend time just to blow through about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months' salary on something stupid in our house. And in this case, it's a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Now,
really redoing? Is this your bathroom she's redoing?
And by coincidence, yes. And you know, and most guys know this. Once you're married for a long time, I mean, you girls married for a long time know this too. Once you're married for a long time, if you're lucky enough, you're still shacking up with her. You're still sleeping with her, but now you have your own separate bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is how
lucky, yes.
Married people.
Well,
do
a lot
it.
Of
yeah.
those master bathrooms in modern homes have the
double vanity,
the double van, the little two sink holes.
That's
thing,
what right. that's what we have, but that has now become my bathroom.
Hey, that's a lot of space.
So she said to me, and I love it, Mike. I love the fact, and because it's mine,
uh-huh. right?
You know, it reeks of me, and my stuff is everywhere.
Yeah,
and
cool. You got magazines in there?
Of course I do. And not only do I have magazines, I do have the magazine, the metal magazine rack.
There you go.
Right
nice.
Next to the commode.
Yeah.
All the stuff that she hates. And I'm and you know the, another great thing about having my bathroom is that when the toilet paper runs out,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you the last time I actually put it on the roll was perhaps maybe like pre-2000.
That's true, Rob.
Wow.
I wash up here at the station. That's where I do my cleaning.
Well, I thought you didn't know that we knew.
Yeah, well, I didn't, but Rob put it on there, so now I know everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Sure.
Quick shower. Quickie shower.
So it's just great because, like with the toilet paper, you know, she'll walk by and she'll see the fact that there's a roll of toilet paper that is just delicately balanced on top of the empty thing.
Guys are crazy.
And I never feel the need to change it. And because it's my bathroom,
mm-hmm.
she's never done anything. Well, she said to me about a month ago, you know what? I really think we should redo that bathroom. I really, and it was one of those things where you just go, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. And like, she would attempt to ask me questions.
Right.
Say, do you like this vanity? Do you like, and you know me, yeah. I'm a guy. Yeah, that's great.
We all do that.
And I actually, in a couple of cases, said, I like this and I like this. Well, we went on vacation, and they started working on the bathroom before we went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have now been in the house, I think, 17 days. The bathroom is, and they're working their asses off. I don't know what it is she's got them doing, but there is no bathroom.
They've torn everything out?
There is no bathroom.
Wow.
When I went in there today, and now what they've done, because they don't like me, the working guys don't like me going in there and snooping around at night.
Right, no.
They put big, gigantic tape, like a crime scene.
Yeah, the yellow tape?
On both of the doors going in there, like as if to say, don't go in there. So last night
you
thought...
You think maybe there's just something in place now that they can't have anybody... Or are you taking it personally and that they just don't want you snooping?
See, I don't know. And I did take it personally because last night what I did was when I got home, I took the tape down. And
could there possibly be flooring that they'd put down?
Well, yeah, they are doing tiling.
Come on, don't get paranoid about that.
No, but they are doing tiling. Yeah,
well, that's the reason. That. It has nothing. It doesn't mean that they don't like you, Don.
No, well, don't take it personally.
Either way, I took the tape down.
And I
went in.
You didn't walk on it?
Yeah, I didn't.
You
like, did? I didn't step on cement or anything. I was careful.
We mean step on cement? You step on tile?
I didn't step on anything. I opened the doors, and I just, on my tippy toes, leaned over and hit the light switch so I could see what was happening in the room.
Okay, all right.
When you walked on your tippy toes, did it sound like Fred Flintstone bowling?
Yes, it did. That same. So then I get out of the room, and I think, okay, now I got to put the tape back up. And, of course, the tape, it's that double-sided, sticky stuff.
Right.
And I realize I'm never going to be able to get it to go back exactly in the nice crossing pattern that
it
had.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when the guy came up today, I know he had to look and know that I was in there.
Yeah.
Nosing around because the tape was put back. It reminded me one time when my brother and I were kids, we broke a table. Horsing around, and we fixed it before my mom and dad got home.
Right.
But we fixed it by just barely making everything look perfect. But if you happened just to, like, set keys on the table, the thing would fall apart.
It would collapse.
So for 3 days, we lived in fear until my mother finally came home one day and put a glass or something on this table, and the glass that was in the table cracked, and the whole thing fell apart.
Wow.
And we sat there with, you know, we don't know what happened.
Right, but she immediately knew it was you.
Same thing with these guys. That I'm sure that they know that I'm in there looking around. It's driving me crazy. That's point number one.
Okay.
Point number two, it's also a B, not bathroom, Botox. Now,
what?
She wants Botox.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay?
Oh, dear.
Are you ready? Here we go. This is why it's great to have a radio show. Because, frankly, I can't talk with her in real life about a lot of this stuff. Because she wears me out.
Don't remember her needing it.
She doesn't.
Looks great.
She doesn't. But she's on this kick. Oh, and also, I got to mention this. As long as we're talking about my wife, and she is an extremely handsome woman.
Yeah.
But her fascination with hair, I don't understand it. When we were on this cruise, you know what she had done every day?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Are you working now?
Yes, I am. I just stepped out so I wouldn't, you know, make a scene.
That's great. You're at work. Listen, I'm discussing a variety of topics about you. Before we get to the two Bs, hair. What's the fascination with hair? You can speak, I guess, for all women. When we were on the boat, you made an appointment every day to go get your hair done on the boat. That was just last week. And then yesterday, you went downtown to get your hair done. And then this morning, you went downtown to the same place to get your hair cut.
Yesterday I went downtown to get my hair colored because it was out in the sunshine for a week, so it gets all bleached out, and the color needed redoing.
Yeah,
and I had forgotten I had a hair cut appointment today, but it wouldn't have made a difference anyway, because you know it takes, you know, I have this like a 3-month wait to
get. But honey, when we were on the boat, didn't you have your hair fixed every day?
I wouldn't let just anybody cut my hair.
But listen, I am not exaggerating when I say, now you may not have had your hair cut, but you had something done. We were on a boat for 10 days.
Somebody's hitting the horn in back of her pretty crazy there.
That's why Honk for Cash is still a winning viable possibility on the show.
Right.
We were on this boat for 10 days. I swear to you on my kid's life, she made an appointment 10 days in a row.
That's what Larry King used to do. He used to go every day to get his hair shampooed.
And didn't I look great 10 days in a row?
Yeah.
You just got it, washed and set and fixed?
Yeah, like the ladies did in the olden days.
Well, I don't know. It's too much. But that's not even really why I wanted to talk to you. But
there's a lot of maintenance, darling. You might think it's easy to be me, but there's a lot of work.
Buzz, how often do you have to color your hair?
I don't color my hair, Doc.
Oh, come on now.
No, honestly.
Take a look at his hair. Do you still think he colors his
hair? I know
hair?
He colors it. No, you're crazy.
Buzz, you would have some gray by this time.
I've told you this before. I'll tell you again.
I'm taking a peek.
If you look closely.
During the break, I'm looking close. I'm coming out to your area, and I'm looking at you.
You know what? It's back to being dark. It doesn't have those natural streaks in it.
Yeah, that's right. You used to have that coffee cake look in your hair.
No, I never had streaks. My hair gets lighter toward the end of the summer.
Yeah. My hair grows. By the way, something. What do you care?
You know, meanwhile,
out of the closet, Donna, because I admit it. It's not shameful.
I tell you what, if I did dye my hair, I would tell you.
But I don't.
Okay. I think there's only one way to check, and to check his other hairs to see if they are equally, have any gray.
There you go. You got to go down that road, don't you?
I are on the the stampede towards the gray highway.
I'm fine with it.
I think we're a little grayer than normal people our age.
Everybody's different.
I'm fine with it. But listen,
you're gray pretty much all over.
The hair?
Okay.
Are you talking about down there?
I'm just saying you've got gray everywhere.
You know where the grayest hair on my body is?
Where?
My chest.
I wish I had chest hair.
I got a lot of chest hair, right?
And I'm like one of those Moes that that shaves and rubs it down.
I saw your shirt on. It looks dreamy. It looks smooth. It looks dreamy.
Don't be Moe.
I have white hair on my chest.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. It looks like albino hair.
So do you, honey.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Of course.
Listen,
because if I did, I'd have it dyed.
I know that your time is valuable and our time is valuable. Our current time, 13,000. Until next time.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Listen, two things I want to discuss with you now because I just really at home, I don't have the time. I don't have the patience. And like this morning was a perfect example of you got up and you were ready to leave way early, like before 7. To go downtown to get her hair cut after she'd just gone to get her hair done yesterday.
It drives you crazy.
So there's two different processes. You're lucky I don't have a perm, too. I'd have another day going down there.
So I got up about 6:30.
That's another thing Buzz has.
Kind of early.
The perm?
The perm. I get up kind of early. I come downstairs, and I've not had coffee or anything, but she's already up. She's dressed. She's ready to go. And it's the barrage of questions. The endless barrage of questions. It finally ends.
I was on my way to get my hair done, and who called whom? I don't even disturb you, Sleeping Beauty.
No, you're right. I called you, and I said, hey, where are you? And you said,
right.
You said, I'm going to get my hair done. And then it was, don't forget this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget this and this. And don't forget this and this. And don't forget. And then finally she just realized that I really wasn't listening.
No, not a
so
word.
She just, yeah, later. Goodbye. Click. But because you're on your way. You're on your way to get your hair done, which leads to the two B's. The bathroom.
I mean, just because you can have your hair look like Professor Irwin Corey, and then you slick it down with so much gel so it can go months without a haircut.
I'm back now. I'm going for the Jimmy Johnson look. That's the look I'm going for.
It's good.
You're making more like the Don King look. You know,
who
was that was arrested and had the wild hair and their mustache?
James Brown.
Yeah.
I think she's thinking Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Of course, was Glenn Campbell.
You got three
bad hair mugshots there.
Hey, don't forget about...
If I'm ever arrested, my hair is going to look good in my mugshot.
What was that? Was it Cedric the Entertainer in Barbershop 2? You see his hair in Barbershop 2?
I thought it looked great.
That's what my hair looks like, too.
Yeah.
But, darling, I have to ask you, the two B's, bathroom and Botox, very briefly on both B's, the bathroom, first question... What are you doing in there, and when do I get my bathroom back?
Well, we're ripping out everything old and putting everything new.
Hmm.
That's basically it.
Every season there's a change, turn. How long?
Just like when a woman gets older, when a house gets older, there's a lot of upkeep. There's a lot of maintenance you have to do.
Listen, notice I'm not asking how much, I'm just asking how long. How long?
That's the $20,000.
All right,
question.
Well then give me a ballpark. Give me a ballpark.
3 months.
Now come on, you're asking me. Not 3 months.
Well, it takes a month for the bathtub to get in.
Well, I don't take baths. I take showers. How long?
Okay. 3 months?
Mike, you must understand, when Lady Frida goes shopping, she doesn't simply get the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Wow.
Yeah, well, no, that's... I'm going to go to this trouble, I want it to be
something
nice, and if we sell our house again, we'd like it to sell quickly. You just need a hose.
You could build a house in 3 months.
You could build a house in probably 6 months.
Sure you could.
I'm giving you the outside, darling, so you don't...
All right, how long...
I would say a month and a half.
How long until I can go in there and do my business?
Before you can, I would say, what is it? Is it April now? Uh-huh. I would say in April you'll be able to do your business.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There might not be a toilet, but you'll be able to.
Go right in the hole.
It'll be a little messy.
Oh, God. All right. So really, what do you think?
Seriously, in April.
In April. Huh. Okay. And, I like the guys that are there. They're nice. They let themselves in. They don't bug me. But how long are they going to be hanging around?
Well, unless you'd like to do the work yourself, that same question has the same answer. As long as there's work to be done, there'll be men in my house.
3 months, all
not
summer.
I'm telling you.
3 months. So these guys that are working on our bathroom, they must have no other jobs now, right? Because they're here all the time at our house.
We're the main job, so they can hopefully get us taken care of quickly.
At least 3 months seems a little...
Yeah, well, it's free
well,
to
say. No, it's
free
only
to same.
3 months, but I suppose...
Now, honey, it's almost...
A month seems a little...
It's thin. Almost been already a month.
No, it was right before we left. The day we left, demolition started.
So we're moving into our third week now.
Right.
Bathrooms are slow, though. I mean, if you're talking about even in a house,
all right, listen,
it's
that's
traditionally very slow.
That stinks, because I like my bathroom, and I don't like the fact that now,
black toilets?
We have a black... You know, the only place in our house we have a black toilet...
I've seen that toilet.
Is the toilet that she never lets me use.
That neat old Kohler one.
You can use it. You just can't use it while I'm eating breakfast right next to it.
Yeah, now, however, if you happen to go in there and something happens while I'm down there, I just hear from behind the door, oh, excuse me.
No, I try not to do the same thing to you unless, of course, it's an emergency.
Oh, and speaking of emergencies, I forgot this from our vacation. Hey, Buzz, guess what you have in common with my wife?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not alone?
She had an accident and had to toss away some undergarments.
Oh, wow.
Well, what happens. That's another thing with aging. Sad.
Honey, all right.
Isn't that the second one?
Yep, that's the second one.
Okay.
Sorry.
But it wasn't. But you're right. I eat way too much fiber.
Yeah.
And I run. And it's a big mistake. It's a bad combination.
Right.
I got to fine-tune that.
Slow down. Is this the speed you go at work every day? Is this the speed that, like, when you are meeting the clients or whatever? You know? And incidentally, I know I keep it a secret. She's a greeter at Walmart. I've said that before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say it again.
An enthusiastic greeter.
Absolutely. You go at this speed all day when you are at your job?
Hugs are great.
Yeah, because there are people here to talk to and visit with. That's why I like working. I mean, there's, you know, except for the doggies, I don't have anybody to talk with at home.
It seems to me that you're talking, your vocal patterns a lot seem to be like Christopher's girlfriend on The Sopranos. You know, because she's into the junk now with Tony. I finally got to see that one last night.
What do you think, huh?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty outstanding.
Pretty good. Mm. Pretty good one last night. Darling?
Yes.
Why Botox?
It's only an idea I was tossing around because
I don't want to have
the house. If the house is 15 years old, I figure in house years I'm about 15 years old too, and I have
darling,
to think.
But you don't need it. You really don't need that.
You're beautiful.
You don't need Botox.
And I mean, you got three guys. Any frown lines? If you would try not to make me frown, then I wouldn't need it.
You got three guys telling you don't need that.
You're too sweet. Yeah, but I notice the age you're dating, Mike. You're not dating anyone my age.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with
that.
Yeah, but
hello.
If I met somebody I liked and somebody that was your age.
It happens that everybody you like is young 20s.
No. Well, then but hold on a second.
Rita, all the good ones your age are taken.
What are you? Hold on. What are you worried about? You're with Mr. Stability. What are you worried about? You know what I'm saying? I haven't left you off the side of the road anywhere. You're good with me.
I know. You should be deadly afraid. Because you know who'd be on the road. You know who'd be on the side of the road. And you know who'd be, you know, with all the stuff.
I believe that was her putting you in your place.
And I know my place. And I'm telling you, I like you the way that you are. You don't, but listen, here's the last thing I wanted to say.
You'd like me totally great. You'd like if I look like Maude.
You don't want me
to dye my hair. You don't want me. You never think I should worry about my weight. You want me fat and gray. Huh? I don't know why.
I bet you're proud of her looking as good as she does.
Yeah, but I think she looks good without the junk in her hair. I mean, you know, the fake blonde hair on a 50-year-old woman. I don't know. I think, that lady, I shouldn't have said that. That lady that was in the movie with Jack Nicholson. Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
I said to you, I said, now look at her. We saw that movie. Something's got to give. And I said to my wife, we walked out of the movie, I said, now she is beautiful. Yeah. And look at her. She's not had anything done to her. She has. Maybe she dyes her hair. You just don't know when it's done. She's had a facelift. Has she really?
I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you look better than her.
How old is Diane Keaton?
She's at least 10 years older than I am. I think she must be pushing 60.
I think she's pushing 60, yeah.
Here's the deal. You know that I oppose elective cosmetic procedures in general, but if you are for this, and you really, if it wasn't something you were saying to me just to be goofy, if it's one of those things you're going to do no matter what I say...
No matter what you say. I haven't decided definitely, but go ahead.
Then you should probably do it on the show. If you're going to get Botox.
Isn't Botox the kind of thing
you... I learned that lesson when I had the incredible eye pain from doing that on the show, where you left me way too long under the eye anesthesia, so I had
commercials.
I had meat tenderized eyes.
Yeah, but this is what they do is they shoot like bad mushroom juice.
They put a needle into your face.
Yeah, right. They shoot bad food into you.
I bet
right?
that could be done in a studio.
Sure. Are you sure you want it? Where do you want
it? My handy little tape recorder. You found that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's good news. No, somebody turned it in.
I thought you were trying to tell me something. I have big plans for that little tape recorder.
I'd love to watch it. I really would. I'd love to watch it. It's just injections, right, of this toxin.
Watched that dumb Swan show last night. I bailed on that.
And you know what else would be the good thing? Then if I got mad at you, you wouldn't know it. I couldn't give you the hairy eyeball with that.
Hey, that one lady on the Swan, they did it's the best post-plastic surgery I've ever seen.
Well, you know, the thing with the
Swan... I mean, the way they made the one, the big tall girl, they made her, they transformed her.
Here's the thing. We watched the beginning of the Swan together.
I was ready to kill the other girl.
But that other girl, she would stop crying.
Oh, my God. She cried so much, I was ready to go, you know, give me a rifle.
Am I the only one, though, that thinks that neither of those girls last night on the Swan was, like, butt ugly? You'd see them walking down the street and say, oh, my God, she's so ugly?
No, they looked average.
They looked normal.
They were average. Yeah, they looked normal, but...
I mean, find ugly women. Find
them. All they did do is they take their pictures with no makeup on, their hair pulled back and greasy, and the one was all splotchy and crying. Anybody'd look ugly like
that. They were fugly.
That's right.
There are uglier women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know you're right about that. Here you you got to be careful with that.
Spitting distance.
Yeah, no. They,
of this studio. You know, compare. Anyway, that's all I had for you. Just the bathroom. How long? So how long you think? 4 weeks?
Okay. Because you can use it as in the for the things you need. The bathtub will be a little bit longer. But, yes, I'd say within a month you'll be using the things you like.
Fantastic. And your hair, we still don't know what's the fascination with that. And the Botox.
Hair looks great. You should see today. It's a totally different style.
When are you going to make your decision about Botox?
Well, are you? So you're on board with this, huh?
I mean, if you're serious, I only brought it up on the radio because you said it to me in real life, and I didn't know if it's one of those things that you're saying in real life because it's real or because you want
me to... I don't mind being a guinea pig.
All right. Wow.
You know,
well,
that'd be kind of fun. Yeah.
Why not go all the way? It looks,
what is it supposed to do?
As long as we're on the topic.
I know where you'd like me to get some work.
Yeah, as long as we're on the topic, why not get the boob job?
Do you want her to get a boob job?
I wouldn't complain.
Would she get one if you pop for it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want fake ones. I don't think I'd want fake ones.
Yeah.
I've been told that they feel like cement.
That looks kind of weird on me.
Isn't like one out of every 10 of them really a decent job anyway?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd have to do some research.
With that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one.
The one where you can't tell.
Well, you decide on that Botox.
All right, I'll have the consultation. Anything that helps and doesn't hurt, isn't painful. Boob job would be painful.
Honey, what job is it? I mean, I know what it is that you do, and I know it's a secret and everything, but what kind of job is it that you have that you can just chat for 25 minutes? I mean, I have a job where I can chat for 25 minutes, 4 hours.
Yeah. I'm on my lunch. I took a lunch break just to be available for you, my darling.
All right. Well, thank you,
sweetie. But I have to go now anyway.
All right.
Bye,
all right. Love you. Bye.
Frida?
Hold on. Rob wants
one question. This bathtub that's going to take so long to get there, is it up on feet?
It's got no feet. It's freestanding, and it's super big, Rob, so you and Dom can go into can share a bath.
Great, I'll bring my snorkel.
Oh, and babe? Hey, baby?
Yeah.
I told Rob to stop treating you like Mrs. Cleaver when he calls.
Yeah, I know. He does. All you boys are on your best behavior when you talk to me.
Yeah, we are.
You know, I don't get to see the dirty side of you.
Queen Botox. All right, love you, darling.
All right, love you too.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Rob, another disappointment. You're going to have to wait for someone else to get the ball and claw stand-up tub.
Someday.
Used by former President Taft.
3 months. Do you believe that woman? 3 months for a bathtub.
Wow.
3 months for a bathtub that I guarantee I will not use. I take a shower. I don't take a bath.
Yeah, I don't. God, I can't remember the last time I took a bath. Oh, I can't remember the last time.
I don't take a bath. 3 months. For, yeah. God, those guys in my house. 3 months.
Yeah.
That's too long. That's too long. Give her the Botox. Give it to her. Mainline it.
I'd like to find out about it.
Well, I know she'll research it now that I've given her
what's it do? The toxin paralyzes muscles in your face so you can't make wrinkles.
Yeah. Oh, sounds safe.
Hello. It's something that made your face tighten or something like that.
But it's supposed to get rid of wrinkles.
Yeah.
It neutralizes the muscles like buses in your face.
Them.
Yeah, right. So, you know, when you're frowning at somebody, it looks like you're very
happy. You got more hair and you're in good, but you know, and we got more gray hair. Uh-huh. You got more wrinkles than we do.
I do, probably.
Yeah, around your eyes, especially from sun exposure.
You don't have you're not really wrinkled, and I'm not a wrinkled guy.
No.
Yeah,
no.
So that's one area you got to find what you can.
Yeah. Yeah, you look like Mac Davis compared to us. But.
Well, maybe I'm hooked on you.
That is like the definition of craggy.
You got to remember Mac Davis when he was on Broadway.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Mac not talking Davis. About like baby, don't
Annie,
get
your
me.
Gun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mac Davis.
And also, John, the production guy, just reminded me that Botox is actually derived from botulism.
Right.
That's what
botulism toxin.
Spoiled food, right.
So what could go wrong?
Hello. Are you there? Roger.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, John.
Hey, hi.
Howdy, Jen. How everybody?
Hi.
Now, your wife seemed pretty accurate. I remodel bathrooms. We tell customers 10 to 12 weeks. It's, you know, 15 to 17, runs into the 20, 21 weeks sometimes.
Could
you get away with it?
For a bathroom!
So that's it, custom ordering all the fixtures.
Well,
BS. And
you can do that job. You can do that job, and you get the right crews in there, you can do that job in 2 days.
Absolutely. You can drive down to Home Depot, buy what you need, throw it in there in about 2 days.
No, but why?
No, it doesn't matter.
Why couldn't you order the exotic stuff in advance and wait until it arrives to begin the work?
Exactly.
Well, it never happens that way.
Well, because, and, no, hold on, I know the answer. I know the answer because you wouldn't be able to charge me for that. Not, and I shouldn't say this about the guys at my house because I don't. Maybe they're not crooks like you.
I think this guy's a grifter.
But
a grifter.
But you go to somebody's house and you know you set up your carny show and you and while you're waiting 3 months for the bathroom, you know you go. Incidentally, I've noticed you use a new tile here. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I noticed a crack. Did you notice this? And then you know before you know it, you're waking up for breakfast and the guy's sitting at the table already reading the newspaper going, good morning, how you doing, I'm ready to get to work.
I think really that there's that is one element, and when I built my house that I no longer have, I learned that that you could actually do things. Bathrooms took
we're sorry
a tremendous amount of time.
Yes,
but
the only protest I could raise is usually you have a fixed price bid out front, so there comes a point when you start losing money. If you're paying guys to hang around there.
I started losing money 23 years ago when I got married. That's when I started losing money. You know how whipped I am? I've not even asked her how much.
Are you from this area?
Oh, he's gone.
I bet he's from this area,
yeah, I'm sure.
Where there's so much work for these guys that they can...
There's Bob. Or Brian. Brian or Bob or Matt or... I don't know who's on
or
the phone.
Sue?
Hello?
Anything but Sue.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
There you go. Hey, who's this?
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, I tell you what, man. I don't know who Frida hired, but I just redid my whole bathroom. I mean, I gutted it down to the framing, and I redid it in about 3 weeks.
Yep.
3 weeks?
Sounds about right.
And that's working part-time, right?
Yeah, I work my own job during the day, and I came home at night.
Oh, you know what? I got to stop this, though, because the guys that work in my house, they're nice guys. What if they're listening to the show now and they're hearing this?
But I see their point. If they are waiting for materials, that's a different story. I'm talking about the actual, if everything's like in your garage, ready to be installed.
Mm-hmm. There is stuff in the garage, but I think that they're waiting for the...
The bathtub.
Not the bathtub. No? I can't even tell you. It's too pretentious.
Is it a bidet?
No, it's not a bidet. I can't even tell you. And yes, Rob, they speak our language.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's my rule.
Don, you're...
If you're going to be in my house,
that's right.
You got to speak my language.
You have been very successful. I think it's no secret that you are a man of means. Please share with us what you're getting.
Something to slow the process down. And I didn't ask for it.
What did you put in this time?
She said, how would you like that they run some type of electric thing underneath the floor that in the morning...
The heated floor.
When you get up in the morning and you get out of the shower and you do whatever you're doing, you can set the temperature of the floor.
That is kind of cool.
That is cool.
But, I think that's also, in a lot of modern houses, that's probably an option,
I've never heard of it before, And
with that said, I don't think you're pretentious to have that. I think it is a tremendous waste of money.
Well,
I'm sure you agree, too, it is.
But I'm the one that said yes to it.
Yeah.
See, that's where
But you know what? When it's 8 degrees outside...
I said to her, I like having the heated car seat.
Right.
But I'm imagining that it's not going to work so good because there's water in a bathroom, and generally you have electrical stuff, and you're getting out of the...
I have a similar system in my bathroom. It's a space heater on the floor. I am not lying.
Well, I only agreed because that'd be a nice way to keep my eggs warm as well. we got a break. I'm glad. Thank you for letting me have this time.
I'm pretty excited. You know what? I think when you get that done, I might just come over and ask to use it.
This will save me a long discussion tonight with my wife.
You see me come over like with an overnight bag? I just want a shower. That's all I want.
Shower, use the tub.
Yeah. Just brought my own towel and everything.
Just walk on your nice warm floor. Check out your Botox and your fake boobs.
That's right. And I haven't had, I haven't made a trip to the bathroom in 3 days either.
Wow.
Just to come over here.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, really you hadn't.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, I have.
Okay.
More than you know.
Or want to.
Oh, and here, incidentally, the guys in my house, they did give me a tape, and they can't see it, but you'll hear the audio. This is what the floor is like.
You might have it turned up a little high.
Over to the sink.
We lost another dog.
Ow! Toe! Toe on fire!
Wow.
I'd give it all up, though, just to have my bathroom back.
Yeah.
Well, my wife's getting Botox. That's fantastic. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Oh, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just...
No, but you don't. Would you just let me? Give me. Let me give it. Let me give. You're not. Give me a.
Oh.
Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Yeah, more on Alan Line One in a moment. Tee off on him today. Give him some advance notice. Maybe he'll run out of the building. Try to avoid the call. Last night's American Idol. I know you guys want to talk about the Swan. But American Idol is so great because it's so cruel.
And, it was unbelievably cruel last night.
Last night was maybe the best that I've watched the show, not as passionately as I've watched the show.
Right.
But last year they didn't do that thing where they got him in three different groups and didn't know which group was the good group and which group was the bad group. And hey, how about our two retarded boys?
Two retarded boys who I thought were surely in the last group, but no, they were in the middle group.
Yeah, they were safe. And
Tard 1 and Tard 2, shoulder to shoulder.
So then you get the three girls in the last group. And you know that the girl that's dressed like Christmas, she's got like green tight pants on and a red tube top.
Not her most becoming outfit.
You know that she's the loser. You already know that she's the loser.
I didn't. I wasn't sure. I thought there was a chance, really. As much as I liked the performance of the other girl, and I really thought that she would do okay. I still thought, you know, because I thought fact that you're redhead guy and you're three name boy,
but you gotta
we're not in the bottom group. I threw out America's decision right
you
there.
You got to read Simon every week. Simon tells people who he's tired of. When he said to that girl, that, you know, you've reached the end of the road.
Does Simon, do you think when Simon does that, he it's either fixed or he influences America?
Yes, he's giving his own gang code
right
to America,
to his fans. Like, say, eliminate her.
Right. I mean, watching how it happens.
Do you think people follow his advice?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I think they do. Sure.
They go with his cruelty.
And
where was Paula Abdul?
This. What do you mean? Oh,
where'd she go?
Mike, that's live television.
Maybe bathroom break?
Who knows? Maybe she had an accident, like Frida, twice. Thanks for remembering the treadmill.
My pleasure.
So, the girl that's going to lose, they get it down to three, and of course she knows she's the loser, and
right.
They do dumb stuff with, like, wait for the commercial break, and then they come back, and then they say, and this, I believe, they threw on them at the last second. So you got 15 minutes to fill with the worst two singers that are left on the show. The Tool Seacrest says to the, and they're both Hawaiian chicks, he says to the one girl with a flower in her hair, do you think you could do a better job singing your song tonight than you did last night? And she says, absolutely. I think I could really do a great job. The second girl, he says, what about you? And she goes,
she saw the writing on the wall.
So then they make the first girl sing, right? The girl that's getting kicked off the show.
Right.
And she's trying to do her own lyrics to whatever the song Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is like.
Right.
So I'm going back to my friends in Maui, and I say goodbye, and she's awful again. And the other girl was good by comparison.
Yeah. She what was the one that she sang? The great hit from Elton John. So, I'm locking on it, whatever it is.
Now they tell the girl, the loser girl, that she's done.
Don't let the sun go down on
her. Yeah, right. So they, oh boy, and was out, you know, back in the day, you know what was really considered crazy in radio? If you would have the title of that song and you'd say, Elton, the hotline would ring.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The program director would go, hey,
big trouble.
You know, do you know what you just said?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a slip of the tongue. And then you laugh quietly to yourself and move on.
So this girl, she's the loser, and they tell her she's the loser. And then they say, but we want to remember your time. Here's your American Idol scrapbook.
Your video scrapbook. And you think, okay, you're going to watch this. And you're already feeling bad because during the hug, when she got eliminated, she really got the long Hawaiian hug from the other girl, and she was beginning to, I mean, she just let it all go.
Falling apart.
She totally fell apart.
And the cruelty continues because now you're seeing her, and you realize that this is the job she's going back to.
Meanwhile, really, I mean, she was bad, don't get me wrong. She needed to be voted off. But there are two guilty parties over there that are just waiting for their time, and one of them's got red hair and the other's a dude.
Mike, those guys are making it to the final four.
No way.
I bet you.
No way.
I bet you. So,
I will bet anything that neither one of those guys, and I mean neither one of them gets to the final four.
You name the bet. You listeners out there, help us with this. Cause
I don't want to, you know, we don't need to do a dress, but now. I think, you know, like, we wager so much now that I think we have to just occasionally just to make a bet. But I really, I believe
well, I feel
stronger.
So strongly that one, if you're saying that not either, not
e- well, you know what, pick one.
No, because you said neither one would make.
Why don't you pick one, though? I mean, if you really thought.
Then I'd pick the guy that I picked all along.
John Peter Lewis.
The retarded mm-hmm. boy. That he'll make it to the final four.
I think he's got a better chance than the red-haired guy, but there's too much talent in front of him.
But talent doesn't mean anything on that show.
It's true.
Obvious talent doesn't mean.
But I really don't think. There's no way. There's no way those two guys make it.
Let me just put the best part. So they're showing the video scrapbook where they're showing her working at the restaurant in Hawaii and when she goes to the tryout and she finds out she's made it on the show. And while they're showing this, they do a split screen where they've got her on screen. She's watching this
and
one.
She is sobbing.
She's lost it. She's going,
I love her.
And they got the people in the audience and they're sad. And so then this is the only moment when they weren't cruel.
Mm-hmm.
They got done after all of this, after running this girl through the ringer, and I loved it. They said, now let's go to the judges for some advice. And they go to Randy, and he goes, you know, hey, dog, you're right. You know, you stick with it, you're right. Then they go to Paula Abdul, and she says, and I think you have a real soulness to your voice that you should embrace that and continue your singing career. And I'm waiting to hear Simon say something like, you know,
you should select another profession.
Get back to selling, you know, the Grand Slam at Denny's. But here's what they do. They have Randy Jackson say something,
uh-huh.
Paula Abdul say something,
right.
And then Tool Ryan Seacrest says, that's our show for tonight.
Wow.
Seacrest out.
And I thought it was really a disappointment. They eliminated Simon from that. And
because
you got to hear from Simon.
Here's my thought.
It was just too overwhelming for her?
Maybe they said to him.
Do you think they looked at him off camera and he went to the producer? Ah, forget it.
Yeah, maybe they said to him, just say something nice to her. Yeah, and he said,
why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have that rule. Listen, this is why people like American Idol. It's because of Simon. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all caught up in the competition. And,
I'm wondering whether
and
it was some technical director or producer's deal in the back where they said, all right, this is too cruel. We don't need a mean thing. Is Simon normally, when they give the farewell, does Simon say something mean?
I've heard him say to people stuff like, you know, well, it's obvious you didn't make it on this competition, but I've heard him say stuff as mean as, you could be a good lounge singer somewhere.
Okay.
You know, right. Who knows what he would have said to this girl?
I don't know, because she won't be.
I hope you rot in hell. You stink, but anyway.
You'll survive in any of Hawaii's karaoke bars.
It was very interesting that they didn't let Simon say anything. And maybe it was a time issue, I don't know, because the show is live.
Right.
So we get done with that, and why is it that we're not in sweeps now, but I don't know why they did this. That last night, I said to Frida, come watch American Idol with me, because she was positive that the retarded boy was going to get voted off.
And right.
She said, I can't watch this with you. The Apprentice is on.
Mm.
I said, oh, that's got to be a repeat. She said, no, it's a new Apprentice. And I'm thinking, now, why do they do this? There's only like four good shows on TV, and they're all on at exactly the same time.
Right.
So I watch American Idol, and I'm running back and forth telling her what's happening, and she's telling me what's happening on The Apprentice. And then 9 o'clock comes, and we say, okay, we'll watch The Swan.
Mm-hmm.
We'll watch The Swan. I didn't think the girls were ugly enough. And when I found out they were only doing two a week,
mm-hmm.
I said, eh, I bailed on it. I
stuck with it.
And?
I was ready to kill the second girl. I was ready to absolutely kill the second girl because she cried. She burst into tears. You want to talk about crying? She burst into, like, sobbing tears when they went to her door. You saw that if you watched the beginning part.
Yeah, I did.
Then she cried.
Is that the girl from Aberdeen, Maryland?
Yeah, I'm not sure where she was from. But I think she was from that area. Mm-hmm. And then she cried when she went to the dentist because she was in the dentist. And meanwhile, she is doing baby talk, adult baby talk.
Yeah.
The kind of baby talk where I just, you know, please, you know, just cut her head clean off. That's what I thought. She was doing this baby talk thing. I'm going. And then she cries right before they're going to reveal. Before she come out of post-op, she's going to come out of surgery. She says, the doctor says, now normally you get post-surgical depression. I'm really worried about that in this particular case. So she comes out of surgery and she's just physically and mentally a complete and total basket case. I have never seen a whinier
still crying
yeah. It's like, really, you know, I don't understand. She said, I'm not gonna make it. this is a win-win, I think, for these women, because they get, what, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of plastic.
She was way more fixed up than when she answered her door originally.
But the bottom line, as it goes to the end of the show, and the show was really, it was disturbing. It was a little phony. It was a little contrived. But, you know, I'm always interested to see what they're going to look like after they get all chopped up.
So Frida said to me when I walked back in the room, like at 10 till 10, I said, what's happening on the show? And she said, oh, it's the two women. You wouldn't have liked it. She said, but I already know who's going to win. The tall one's going to win.
The tall one, I watched those plastic surgery shows. I've never seen an after that was more successful. They completely transformed the woman, and it was amazing.
You tell me, because you watched it. Frida said to me, you know, the tall one's going to win, not because she's prettier, but she's smiling. And she said the other girl that was crying all the time...
Oh, she's got a horrible attitude.
Impossible for her to look pretty.
But they brought her idiot husband over, you know, who, you know, was completely...
I did see...
Who puts up with that whining, and he is the guy that should have gotten the grand prize, whatever the hell that is.
And not to split hairs, but just her boyfriend, not her husband.
Oh, it's not her husband? I thought it was her husband.
No, because...
Oh, that's right, it's her boyfriend, the other one had
and remember
husband.
When that...
The other husband was horrible.
And I did see when they brought the family in of the girl that lost, though, and even like her brother was crying.
Oh yeah,
I can't believe this.
Well,
my sister.
And if you got to look at the mother and father, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I did see when the.
I mean, really, mommy. I mean, my God.
What about when the dad said,
"She's a female version of me"?
Yeah,
that was nice.
That's the big one. That's the big one. I think of the father. But it was just interesting because not only do you take the here's the thing. Here's the show is a 1,000% contradiction. You take these women. Whose number one issue, I mean, from the doctors, from the boyfriends, from the husbands, is low self-esteem.
Right.
You bring them into a plastic surgeon's office, you completely transform one of them, and then you tell one of them to go to hell.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's
why
just,
make it?
Yeah, really, it's like, you know, oh, I'm so glad. This is going to make you feel so good about yourself. You're not included in the pageant.
You're going to have to stay ugly.
And what about the ugly women, both of them last night, they weren't that ugly, but saying...
Right.
I want to be the swan.
I want to be the swan.
You know, how retarded is that, too? I want to be the swan.
What amazed me is in the 3 months, which is a pretty relatively short turnaround time. I mean, you can get a bathroom fixed in that amount of time. You get a real transformation on the tall one. But it was the bottom line is no matter how much work they had done, it seemed to me it was all about the amount of work they were going to do in the gym. When you cut right down to it, and apparently the tall one just went nuts.
Right,
she looked at it. You know, her whole face was thinner, and it was the other one they packed into the dresser.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm not going to watch it. I've lost interest in it. Maybe it'll be one of those that I get back. And maybe you'll watch it.
I'll probably have to.
But you know what the problem is with the swan? Is the host. That lady?
Oh, the lady?
Yeah, I don't like
her. If you're going to do a show, and Fox has done this with other shows in the past, if you're going to do a show that's cruel or clinical or making this happen, you can't have the nice girl there to, like, soften it.
Yeah, well, she softens it way too much.
Way too much.
I'm not going to walk over to the mirror with you. You walk over there. And the reaction of the whining girl was not... Yeah, you get all this plastic surgery, and they put, you know, it really looked like, you know, at the very end, they just had no option but to, like, throw a wig on her.
Her blonde hair looked fake. And,
the other one's hair looked actually kind of legit.
And what about when they were all staring at her boobs?
Yeah.
Well, the blonde girl? Like, wow.
Well, I think the boyfriend was kind of digging that.
Sure.
Yeah, the boyfriend was like, you know, hey, Christmas!
he'd been with an ugly girl and cried all the time.
But you got to hand it to Fox, though, because, you know, it's just coming up with these, you know, they just churn these things.
They were uglier. I wish they were uglier.
Previews the next time, and I believe you're going to get your wish.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, now, why wouldn't you load it up with a real ugly one on the first episode?
I think I may have seen dental surgery that involved a lot of blood.
Wow. Okay. Then the problem is with Fox, because you're walking into a huge audience.
I think you go from regular veneers to pulling the teeth, and then you got to...
Follow. So you're following American Idol. Put the ugliest women on right up front.
Well, you want to
me.
You want to have some sort of transformation. And there are women, if you get past the ugly zone, you go into the fugly zone. If you go into the fugly zone, you're really not going to affect any kind of transformation whatsoever.
Glenn, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Glenn.
Radio Gods, how's it going?
Hi, it's going great.
Hey, I was just wondering if Paula Abdul was laughing prior to her disappearance last night on American Idol. Because she's admitted to wetting her pants when she laughs too much.
Maybe.
I don't know. You know what? I just got a great idea.
Poor
and this is a great idea for Fox or any of the other networks who want to steal it. It's the reverse swan. It's you call it the ugly duckling. You take supermodels and give them 3 months to turn themselves into pigs. And they can't get any plastic surgery at all. They have to do it by bad diet. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Renee Zellweger did that for that Bridget Jones movie, but you'd have to go further than that because she still looked kind of pretty even.
Why don't we, you give them 6 months.
Or they can just get married.
Buzz. And then UJFK can hire them.
Oh, God.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Lisa.
Hi. I had a comment about the American Idol you were talking about earlier.
Which one? The retarded guy? The red-haired boy?
Both of them. Both of them. You keep talking about them and perpetuating them. They should have been gone a long time ago, especially red-haired boy.
Don's keeping them alive.
Honey, those two are going to make it. I'm telling you.
It's grotesque. Don't. America is keeping them on there. It's a sick joke.
Yes.
What a funny joke.
Yes, it is.
You will admit that even your redhead guy has more talent than John Peter Lewis.
Honey, listen. The red-haired boy, when it comes to like standards, like...
Yeah, he can sing.
Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett.
Maybe.
No. Did you hear him when he first came on the show?
I did hear him, but ever since then, he has been so horrible.
He is horrible.
It's sad. But you know what? He's made it to the Elite Eight, baby.
Yes. Okay, you're saying one of the two will get into the four.
Keep talking about him, and people are going to vote for him.
That's the plan.
And then Jasmine was almost gone, and she's so good.
Yeah, I totally agree with you about Jasmine.
So
Mike, listen, let's be honest. There's only room for one Hawaiian in this contest.
Well, yeah, but Jasmine's the Hawaiian that stuck around.
So
and I hope she lasts through a much longer time. I think she's much more talented than they give her credit for.
She'll last if she keeps that flower in her hair, because I know who that is when I see her on TV.
That Jasmine.
She got a flower in her head.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Wake up, Dave.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? Here's why that John three-name guy is still on that show.
He's retarded. Everybody loves a retard.
About 4 weeks ago, Simon, who has a big fan base, said, "You're probably the dark horse to win this contest." And that made everyone that's a fan of Simon vote for him every week.
Thank you. See, even someone as dim-witted as this gets what I was saying.
Simon says.
Simon has kind of choreographed this thing.
So Simon really will have to give him a real, pan in order for something to happen. He's probably not going to do that.
Rob can tell you, last night, I was worried when Simon, when was it, Tuesday night, after he sang, when Simon said to him, I called Rob and I said, it doesn't look good
the
for
end
our...
The road, you said, I'm putting all the chips behind the redhead.
But then the rest of them were worse than the retarded boy.
I couldn't believe it the way it went. America.
There's the sex issue, whereas the guys will have an advantage while there's more girls.
Yeah, there are too many girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And all those little teenage girls that text message, they want to get rid of the other girls.
Yes. This is true.
I want to kill them.
Unlike me, unlike the 45-year-old man that text messages.
Remember, though, executive producer, me, the ugly duckling.
Hello, Daryl.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Ugly duckling.
Daryl, hi.
John and Mike, radio gods.
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that fat-ass blonde last night on that Swan show.
Yeah.
Don't you think if you were given that much free plastic surgery, don't you think you'd at least try a little bit to get in shape? I mean, it seemed like she couldn't stop hiding the Twinkies or something.
No, in their nicest possible way, the personal trainer said she had she didn't reach her weight goals, which is the really nice way of saying she just blew it.
Yeah.
Because over three months...
That's like the Major League Baseball coming to me and going, "Here, you want a contract? Don't you think I would try to, at least, try and participate?"
And I believe the taller girl had a lot more weight to lose and did it.
Here's what we need. If the girl that was the loser on that show last night, if she's from the Baltimore area, which Aberdeen is,
right?
We got to get her on the show.
I think so.
We really have to.
Hold on. Here's somebody who says he went to school with a Swan girl.
Joe?
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Joe, did you go to a school with a girl that lost?
Yeah, we went to school with Kelly Lemmy. It's actually me and my wife, we went.
Here's a question I have for you. Hold on a second before you give me the biography.
Okay.
Part of the part that I saw last night on the show when I decided to bail on it was when they were doing, the background piece.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl from Maryland was crying about how, because she was so ugly, that everybody in school was constantly poking fun at her.
Yeah, I didn't buy that because she wasn't that great looking, but I don't think she was the kind of ugly where people would pick on her all the time. And I'd like to know whether that was true.
Yeah, let me ask you, did you ever pick on her because she's so ugly?
No, I just avoided her.
Why did you avoid her?
Yeah, she was just in one of those cliques where she was kind of, she thought she was hot, but she wasn't.
Oh, she was in a clique.
Yeah, she wasn't She was average in high school. I guess after high school she ballooned up.
I agree with Don. I mean, I don't think she was so ugly that she would be made fun of.
Did you ever get it on with her?
No, I did not.
See, that's the wrong answer. You should say yes. Yeah. You should say yes.
I even thought my wife was a lesbian in high school.
Oh, get out of here.
Hey, please.
Hello, Sean. Don and Mike Show. Sean?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, so first off, my wife is bitching that I'm watching this stupid show in the first place. So
which one? The Swan?
Yeah.
Right.
And so we're watching it, and the finale comes, and then, you know, finally we have one more surprise for you, and they bring out the boyfriend, and they flash the name on the bottom of the screen. I'm like, hey, I know that dude. So I went to high school with him. I'm like, how weird is this? This guy was such a dork in high school. he gets this average chick. They dollar all. I mean, look, she's no 10 now, but she's certainly better than she was.
No, I agree with that.
The guy made in the shade. He's a complete dork in high school.
I think there are two reasons why he'll be very happy at home.
Yeah, both of them inside her sweater.
Absolutely.
Right. After that blonde washes out of her hair.
Yeah. Oh, or falls out when the extensions fall. You can't grow your hair that long that quickly.
I'm thinking the redheaded husband is done for. She's all right, let me ask you, pastures.
Let's see if you can follow along and like her.
I was thinking that because she was making noise. The tall one,
yeah.
The one that won the competition, she was making noise already.
Her husband wasn't even interested.
Her husband had nothing to do with it. Her husband was completely pissed about the fact that he had to be home and mind the store himself. And, you know, he said, why aren't you talking to me? He said, I don't know. Okay, bye.
All right.
Isn't that nice? And you know that...
work. I come home.
And now she looks the way she does, and she's probably going to go,
she's going to be, like, hitting the door and grabbing her stuff and leaving.
Let me ask you then, being as you're the second person now to call, you went to high school with the boyfriend of the Swan. Did you get it on with him in high school?
Absolutely.
Good answer.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on. I got a prize for you.
Oh, perfect.
I got a prize for you. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Beautiful. Ozfest 2004.
Sweet.
Ozzy Osbourne, Judas Priest, Slayer, Slipknot, and really nice boys. A band called Hatebreed.
Hatebreed.
Yeah. I know you guys hate it when nobody's excited, so I'm excited. Goddamn, that's a good prize.
Yeah, you're right. It is. Thank you. July 18th, Ozfest. Tickets on sale now. Go to NissanPavilion.com. Thanks for listening, Sean.
Woohoo, Don and Mike.
Hold on a second. Don't patronize us.
He gets the joke.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them.
Right.
They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Jerry?
Shut up!
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's a good slogan. I'll stay with that one. Yeah. Stay listening.
Stay listening, please.
Stay listening. I guess I could yell at Alan very briefly.
Yeah, well, I think you've got a legitimate gripe here.
Thank you, Don. Stay listening to WJFK here in Washington. I want to start mentioning these other stations, though, that, as far as I can tell...
Do we have an accurate total yet?
No, Mike, I'm working on it.
You're working on it?
Well, we don't have a producer right now.
Okay, so you're trying to find out.
I'm working on the list. Thank you, Robbie. I want to say Iowa City, Iowa, KCJJ, that's a good affiliate. Rochester, New York, WHTK, that's a good one. KFH, FM, and AM in Wichita, that's
right.
For you, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hold on, Portland, that's a new one. KOTK, that's a good one, too. Baltimore, Live 105, okay, I'll take that. Kansas City, KCTE.
Yeah.
Buffalo, WBUF.
We're still on in Portland, Maine, too.
Yes, we are on WZAN.
And that's a great long-term affiliate.
Good people, man.
And beyond that, I don't know. If I didn't mention your city, Ocean City, 96 Rock. Oh, you know, I guess Spokane, KJRB.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like us in Reno on KBZZ.
Oh, yeah, long time. They like us long time.
And, Sacramento, KHTK.
Yeah, all right.
And, Salt Lake. They like us in Salt Lake on KALL.
Shocking.
Las Vegas?
Don't know if they like us there.
I know they do. I mean, I really...
I don't know if the ratings say they like us.
Really? Well, see, but the people that do listen are passionate about the show.
Station is KSFM. Anyway, let's get... I'll do this very briefly, because we're trying not to argue with the manager on the radio a lot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I wouldn't argue with him on the air today, but the more I think about it, the madder I get.
Right.
I'll just explain to you very briefly what the deal is here. At our station, WJFK, our home station in D.C., we're on from 3 till 7 every day. They run an extra hour of the show from 2 to 3. They run a rerun.
That's fine. Yeah.
And it was a way of for them to, like, make the show 5 hours and fool advertisers and get money. And you know, we said, fine, that's cool, whatever you want to do. Well, since the FCC crackdown... They've decided now that a lot of the stuff that we've got archived over the 12 years we worked for this company can no longer be aired.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, and because they're just so incredibly lazy, no one wants to take the time to go through these old segments and listen to stuff that might have to be taken out or have words reversed on the tape or whatever. What they've done is they're just rerunning stuff that we've just rerun. Like, for instance, when we were... I'll give you the example that set me off today. I just found out about this today. I don't listen to my own station enough. But I do know that Rob mentioned to me, when we were on vacation a couple weeks ago, Rob said, hey, I ran the donkey basketball thing. Because that's something that's clean, had nothing sexual. Was you guys playing basketball on donkeys?
I beg to differ about that, though. I was at that game.
The Dick Van Patten.
I remember one particular contestant who was on the top of that donkey.
Yeah. So I know... BTK. So I know...
I was thinking about another one, actually, when I was saying that.
I know a bunch of you guys listened to that last week. So imagine if you... We're on vacation already. And I know that you don't like it when we're not here. But listen, we get 2 weeks of vacation every 3 months. That's the deal. So for those 2 weeks that we're not here, they play the best of tapes. And that's fine. But imagine today, now, I wouldn't have known this if Rob hadn't told me, because I wasn't here to listen to this last week. Today, between 2 and 3 on WJFK, they're running Donkey Basketball.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Even though they just ran it last week during the regular show.
Yeah.
The reason is they want us to fill 2 to 3 on this radio station. Here's how that... On a radio station, here's how your time schedule goes. Your morning man is 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Your midday slot is 10 to 3.
Right.
Your afternoon slot is 3 to 7. Your night slot is 7 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that do slightly different variations, but that's how the ratings company breaks it out.
Right.
So our station here is just a hodgepodge. We have Stern in the morning, and he ends whenever he ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have these guys, Ron and Fez, who do a nighttime show, but they have to come in at 11 o'clock in the morning to do 1 hour every day.
1 hour.
From 11 till noon. And
wow.
I understand, and more power to them, that they've been taping it recently, and I would too, because what's the point? Because, you see, these guys have to work at night as well.
Yeah, it's like a split shift.
So the schedule on WJFK goes like this. Howard Stern is 6 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ron and Fez, the night guys, they're on from 11 until noon.
Mm-hmm.
Then fake newsman Bill O'Reilly is on from noon until 2. And then from 2 until 3, they play old tapes of our show.
Right.
And for a while, this patchwork lineup, I guess, was fooling people. but now I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, well, now who in their right mind is going to listen to this? If you were listening to the show last week here in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and you heard Donkey Basketball, and you knew we were on vacation, imagine you're in your car today from 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
You turn on, you hear the same goddamn segment. You would say, to yourself, what is wrong with Don and Mike?
Yeah.
And the answer is, there's nothing wrong with us.
Right.
We have 12 years of stuff that is laid out, that is edited, that is ready for broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the new double standard, and there is a double standard, they're afraid to run it. So what I'm saying to Alan is, you're overexposing our show, you're embarrassing us, and I think you're giving people the opinion that we're on vacation all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know that until today, when I asked Joe, because Joe runs the 2 o'clock hour, I said, Joe, hey, listen, when you get on today, say something like, this is the 2 o'clock hour, and Don and Mike will be on at 3.
I heard him do that.
The station, for the last year, has done nothing to tell the audience.
Well, and what's the desire been? That people wouldn't know that they were listening to tape?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Like, because people are so stupid, Mike, that they wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any kind of solution that's been proposed?
Well, the only solution that I proposed to Alan was stop playing the tapes of us between 2 and 3. If you're not going to go back and play stuff that people would be interested in hearing, don't play something that you played last week, and you only played it last week because it was something that you knew would be safe enough under this new climate.
This is insane, yeah.
So I want out of that. Let's call him.
You want out of that 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah. Just play records. Do whatever you want. It's a filler hour. It's a filler hour. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Put somebody on in that hour.
It's a filler shift.
And he tells me they're working on it. You know, they're working on it. Well, you're working on it now. Now you're
it now.
You're embarrassing me now.
Report. What do you think? Which do you think will be done first? Your bathroom or a new...
Hello, this is Alan Line.
The bathroom.
Community Broadcasting, WJFK Radio.
He's not there.
I'm available right now.
Hi, jerk face.
Your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you soon.
Hi, dummy dum-dum.
Thank you. Have a nice
dum-dum.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up.
Sir Moron a lot.
Line for further options.
Hello. MC Doofus.
Sir Moron a lot.
Sir Moron a lot. Hey, Sir Moron a lot. It's Don and Mike. Hey, dude, I know I told you I wouldn't talk about it on the air, but I can't resist.
Yeah, you're upset.
You're killing us with this 2 o'clock hour. I've instructed Joe tomorrow to play records between 2 and 3 on WJFK, so our listeners won't be embarrassed anymore, and I won't be embarrassed walking through the hall hearing something ran 7 years ago and then just ran 2 weeks ago.
No, that's not right.
Come on. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And listen, what about that other thing, Alan? As long as we're on the topic.
I can say this with it.
Goodbye, jerk face. See ya.
There we go.
Dummy. Idiot. The Baron of Not Caring. Goodbye.
The Baron of Not Caring.
Goodbye, jerk face, Alan.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Here's my other point. That the station that we're on has a bunch of shows. WJFK, our station, has a bunch of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for everybody on the station getting promotion.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if I was doing a show here, I'd want the show to get promoted. Well, to nobody's surprise, at least in this room,
mm-hmm.
This radio station, and we get ratings, and they're just trends. Mm-hmm. So you can't really follow it because it's a fluid number. You don't really know, like, the trend rating that just came out for our show in Washington last week,
mm-hmm.
had us in something like 14th place.
Very, very low.
Now, what you don't know and what I can't tell you is that we know that because it's a rolling average, that next month we know we're dropping a month that's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we have a not so great month, we're not going to be in 14th place.
Right.
Okay? But Howard's in 12th place.
Mm-hmm.
The station's in like 17th place.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to them, I come back from vacation, and the program director, bless his heart, thinks I hate him. I don't hate him. I just think you don't have a clue, Cameron. He comes in the office and he says, "What do you think? You know, what do you think about the numbers?" I said, "Well, I think what you got to do is start packaging the station a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it like the way that they used to do it. You got to, let's face it, with no offense to fake newsman Bill O'Reilly or Ron and Fez, who really do a good job.
Yeah.
And incidentally,
amen.
You know, I'll say this on the record. They should just be doing the midday show here. They should just be doing the midday show. And if they don't get it, they should pack your bags and go somewhere where they'll treat them different. These guys don't deserve it. I know that they think that there's a giant Opie and Anthony thing between us and them, and it's weird because we don't see Ron and Fez a lot. We don't talk to them a lot. But I want to tell you something. Ron and Fez, if you're listening, I dig your show. I support your show. There's no bad blood here.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
As a matter of fact, it would be my wish that you'd be on before us, so at least we'd know what's going on every day.
Yeah.
We'd have a decent show on before us here on WJFK.
Amen.
But instead, it's this patchwork crap, and every time I turn the station on, I don't hear anything for our show, or for Howard's show,
mm-hmm.
but I do hear a lot of commercials for infomercials.
Right.
The guy that has a car show on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, Alex, has got the Hideout show, which runs on Saturday night, and I'm all for a guy getting a break in radio and doing a Saturday night show, but I said to them, why don't you go back and just promote the fact that you have Howard Stern in the morning and Don and Mike in the afternoon. Pound that for a while.
Yeah.
So Cameron, like a light bulb goes off, he sends me an email that what he's done is he's taken this great idea,
right.
which is really not so great. It's
kind of standard. You,
it's basic.
You promote your two premier shows.
So what he's done is he's taken this, and because he's just got no stones at all.
And when I say premier, don't misinterpret me, folks. I'm talking about your two drive time
time periods. So yeah, what he's done is, rather than just run with this idea, he's tossed it out to the other program directors. He's tossed it out, and he sent them an email saying, what do you think about this? And he sends me the copies of the emails that the other guys send him back.
Great. Oh,
like the guy at the station in Chicago and that guy Jack Silver at the station in Los Angeles.
Yeah, way to add a step.
Well, hold on. But here's what I don't get. They all write him back and they say, yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
That's what we do, too.
Uh-huh.
You should start doing that.
Yeah.
So then the next day, this would be Tuesday, the day after we got back, Cameron sends me an email with an MP3 and says, hey, we had the guy cut a bunch of great new stuff. Tell me what you think about it. And I listen to him, and I go, well, that's pretty much the point.
You played one just the other day.
Uh-huh. Not on the radio, though. They're in here. They're right up here.
Uh-huh.
And he has a note on the door. Will you bring the note in?
Yeah.
I changed the note.
Change happens.
He's so stupid.
Fast.
He's so stupid. That the notes, because remember now, what's the message? The message is WJFK, Howard Stern in the morning, Don and Mike in the afternoon. If you're not going to figure out that those are the two anchor shows, mm-hmm. then with no offense to the other shows.
Do you have it super glued, Rob?
Yes, he did.
So he wrote, until further notice, please play one of the new AM-PM promos once an hour.
Uh-huh.
Well,
great.
Let me explain the math to you, though. In a given hour, this radio station can play as many as 18 promos. So what he's saying is, play it once an hour.
Uh-huh.
I changed it and wrote my own handwriting. Now it says, until further notice, please play one of these new AM-PM promos every break.
Right.
Meaning every time you go to a commercial set, you play one of these things.
Right.
I mean, it ain't rocket science.
No, it really is. And that's the way it's done on a lot of radio stations.
Listen to this. Here's the great idea that I proposed that they said they're going to go with. Now they're doing a half-ass, like they do everything. Here it is. Here's the great innovation.
Howard Stern, all morning. Don and Mike, all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK.
That's it.
That's all it is.
That's it. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of shorter ones and longer ones. And there are some
that's a station identifier, really.
There are some that include the other disc jockeys, like Ron and Fez and fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have their own separate ads still. But I don't get why you wouldn't want to advertise
right.
the two shows that you make all your money on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hello, you think I'm not, you think I'm oblivious to the fact that I'm working at the 17th rated radio station in Washington? I mean, I'll take my share of the lumps. Listen, one thing in this job, you can't have highs without lows.
Right.
And me and Mike have been at it long enough that
we have indeed.
We know you have a bad number, you have a bad book, well, you pull it back. It'll come back. It'll bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little worried now because I think the talent on this station is pretty decent.
Yes.
You know, Howard is what he is. I've already said I think Ron and Fez are great.
Right.
Bill O'Reilly stinks, but I can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are fantastic.
Yeah.
So having said that, it's a pretty good lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So how come the station's in 17th place? Well, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here, but maybe this is why the radio station.
Do you know when you're talking about a candidate that's running for office, you're talking about being on message. You know, what's mm-hmm. you got to be on your message. You got to get your main point out.
Right.
That's the thing. You got to pick a point that people are going to identify with, that people can relate to, and then you hammer it home. Yeah. And oh, I said
oh,
it. Oh, had. Jesus.
Are you
I'm
the alarm?
Sorry. All right.
Oh well, that's all right.
Now I can say it. I don't like the hammer alarm, and whenever I trigger it, I feel. Rob, you know that, right? That I hate the hammer alarm.
I'm kind of liking it though.
Rob enjoys the fact that I hate it.
Yeah. Alan, line one, hiding in his desk right now.
Click.
But what I was going to say was simply that you stay on message and you burn it into people's brains, and that's what we have to do here.
If you turn on this station, when we go to commercial,
there's a million stuff.
You'll hear something like this.
Goss's Garage with Pat Goss, brought to you by BG Friday.
Right?
Weekends at 11 on 106.7.
Who cares?
Well, now you know what that is.
That's a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah. That is not just a promo. That is that there's got to be dollars involved.
A dollar a holler.
Yeah. Now here's one, and again, I don't want Alex to get pissed at me because I know he's a sensitive boy.
Uh-huh.
Alex, who had his head shaved, he has a show on Saturday night. It's like a trial show. It's like a minor league show.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. The guy's got airtime.
That's wonderful.
Here's my question. If this station, which is so desperate for ratings that we're in 17th place, if we really want to get the message out,
Listen, shouldn't we be like talking about a lineup instead of this?
If you listen, they'll talk. Okay, they'll talk anyway. The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs. Saturday night, 7 to 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
And just so my point is absolutely crystal clear, there is a point in a radio station that plays 18 of these promotional announcements an hour.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place for that. There's a place for an ad for Bill O'Reilly. There's a place for an ad for Ron and Fez. There is a place for an ad for us. There's a place for an ad for Stern. But then you've got like 10 other spaces where you should just be freaking pounding the message. But they're so stupid. The management of the station is so incredibly stupid that they wonder why the station's in 17th place. And then I'm listening today to the 2 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Alan, I'm embarrassed by this.
Absolutely.
I said, you know, the numbers, the way you've changed our show, the double standard with Howard and us, I can deal with all of that. But you're killing me when you're putting something on that we did as a goof 7 years ago, and you ran it during Best Of because you're so afraid to run anything now. And between 2 and 3, what, you're going to throw it on and just dilute our product and make our listeners hate us even more?
Yeah, not good. Not good. So
clean this crap up.
Both of them, if we can review, both of your points involve house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
They involve tidying things up. And right now, middays at this radio station is like a kid's dorm at college. It's messy.
It's a mess.
And it's got to be tidied up. And there's... You know, it seems to me there's an awfully easy way to do it, and it's the one you suggested, which is put Ron and Fez on in middays at this radio station. Let's have a personality, hot talk radio station in the middays. You know, really,
I mean,
that's all we need.
I don't know how the other stations do it. Now, I know in Buffalo, on the station in Buffalo, they have Stern in the morning, they play music, then they have us, and they have music. They do great. I know our station in Sacramento has the Rise guys in the morning, and then they have Jim Rome, and then they have us, and then they have the Tool at night. They seem to do okay in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only station, though. Have you seen the sales presentation for the middays on this station?
Yeah.
Here's how the genius...
How in the name of God do you sell it?
Here's what they say. If you buy... Hi. I'm Alan Linewood. If you buy a commercial in the midday slot on WJFK, you're getting all of our shows for the price of one. From 10 to 11, you're getting Howard Stern, who does the morning show. From 11 until noon, you get Ron and Fez, who do the nighttime show. From noon till 2, you get Bill O'Reilly, who does the midday show. From 2 to 3, you get Don and Mike, who do the afternoon show. Meanwhile, they're not realizing that all of this is not translating to listeners, because you're not explaining to listeners that you're doing 5 different things.
No, and you're patching it, and it's not working.
So I just want to say, for our part, I'm pulling us off that. Play records between 2 and 3.
Right.
I don't care what you do between 2 and 3. Let Joe play records. Let Robbie play records. No, Rob does too much. Let Joe play records. Or Cameron, you come down and play records.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to run the Best Of this show from 2 to 3, pick stuff. Take the time to go through the archive stuff and pick the stuff that you think now would fit broadcast standards. It's not that tough. I mean, not everything that we did on the show for the last 12 years involved TNA.
Right.
Really. There's a lot of stuff that's very clean, that's very fun.
Yeah, but it's also it still speaks to the dilution, you know, factor.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do believe that.
This is just an awful messed up radio station, and I'm really trying very hard not to talk about it on the air, because I came back from vacation, really, and I still do feel this way. I love radio more than ever now. This is a great thing for us, that this everything's happening the way that it's happening. I'm loving this. I'm loving the fact that we got a different angle. We're going to run with it. Mm-hmm. We're like starting over. We're going to, you know, everything is good. Everything is good. Just, here's all I ask of WJFK, and I can only ask it of them because it's where we work.
Right,
it's
exactly.
The station that we broadcast from. Take the garbage off before the show. Just, we'll be accountable for 3 to 7. But let's face it, we need some promotion on this station.
Mm-hmm.
So come on, how about it? How about it? Please. I'm not talking about reinventing the wheel here. Give the call letters, give the frequency, give the disc jockeys names. That would be about all I'd ask.
Mm-hmm.
And fix 2 to 3 p.m. And we'll fix noon to 2 p.m. Fix 11 a.m.
There you
noon.
Go. Thank you. There,
fix,
that's
fix
good.
10 a.m. till 11 a.m.
You backed off it a little bit there at the end, and I wanted you to get back on it because I really think having a consistent thread before we come on the air is very, very important.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. We've gotten good ratings. We've gotten bad ratings before. We had the worst lead-in of all time, and we think O'Reilly stinks. We had G. Gordon Liddy on this station for 7 years.
But it was one show.
You want to talk about a sinkhole, it was like...
It was one lowly-rated show.
You would come in and go, God, hello. Anybody listening?
Never worked out real well for him, but we did fine.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They knew to turn us on.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. That's the end of today's radio lesson for those of you around the country.
It's a good speech.
There you go. Give your call letters. Publicize the shows that are your anchor shows. And from 2 to 3, don't run tapes that people would have just heard a week ago. Because it's embarrassing. It makes you look stupid. Makes us look stupid. Makes people hate us. And if people hate us, they're not going to give us ratings.
It's that simple.
Okay? Other than that, I'm fine. You know what I mean?
Do we need to review again?
Only if you think so, Mike. You know me, I could give this lecture all day.
Well, let's review.
No, let's not. I could get going, and that's that. So, okay? Everything's out of the bag now. All the secrets are out of the bag.
There you have it.
There you go. And I hope this producer guy from Philly is listening today. I hope this guy that's coming up tomorrow for the interview is listening today. Because I got news for you, chump. If you're not here 24 hours before your interview listening, figuring out what the show is about, I'm going to meet you tomorrow, say, hi, nice meet you, and I'm going to say, get out of here. So you better tomorrow when you come, better say, well, that was a pretty riveting segment, or say, that was pretty out there, or I didn't like that, or whatever. But you better freaking know what we're doing on this show.
Yeah.
Whoever you are. Guy with a great resume. I don't even know.
Really?
Don't even know who he is.
Is this the guy from that other show?
No, oh, that guy's off. No, oh, no, no, that's the guy. The guy I really want.
Okay.
They don't want it.
Oh, really?
They don't want it. Because he's tainted.
He's tainted.
I like that he's tainted.
That's good. I like a little tainted.
Yeah, me too. Tainted love. Okay, that's it. That's it. We're done with that. We're done.
Sure you don't want to review?
Well, if you think we need to, one more time. No, I'm kidding.
Let's review.
No, I'm kidding. No, no more reviewing. Oh, Christ, we're up on a break. Let me just tell you this. Sean Connery. Oh, Mike, this is going to be good because I know you love a good play.
I love a play.
And just the other day we did
my theatrical background.
We did a fantastic Osborne's play. We have a very short play today for you that you'll be starring because you're Sean Connery.
Ah, very good. Very excited. Very exciting. Very exciting about
it. Sean Connery apparently had a press conference and he wasn't very nice.
I'm not a nice man.
And these reports say that he was really a jerk. Yeah. So what we did, we went back through and we got the truth.
Are you calling a jerk?
Well, listen, I don't think Sean Connery was a jerk during the press conference, but we have the transcript.
And I thank you, Don.
So we'll hear that in a second. We'll be right back. Thank you, Sean.
D-O-N-I.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this.
Good heavens.
Take off your inner bit.
No.
And have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah, right. We got a trip to Las Vegas. We're giving away tomorrow in conjunction with the brand new movie, When Betty Calls. Go to whenbettycalls.com.
Is that the sequel to Nurse Betty?
I don't think it's anything to do with Nurse Betty.
Oh,
I have no idea. You should go to whenbettycalls.com.
All right.
Find out what the hell
and who's Betty? What actress plays Betty? I'd be curious about that. I'm just thinking right off the top of my head.
Tomorrow we'll give away the trip to Las Vegas. We'll qualify somebody today with $100 and a bunch of movie stuff. I just want to warn you that we may be playing Make Us Laugh today.
Oh, you know, and something that did make me laugh last night, even though it was your support for your buddy in his time of need as we were leaving the building last night. I forgot to mention, I can't believe I made it through this entire broadcast without bringing that up to mention the fact that...
I had it written down.
I can't believe I forgot to talk about that.
I had it written, Mike, how's your battery?
Yeah, the battery's better. It was... very stupid error on my part. I had a dead battery when we left last night, and
sure
Buzz was nice enough to pop open his trunk and give me his jumper cables, but then we had a little issue on Buzz's German automobile finding the battery.
Those
wacky Germans.
Yeah. Well, the policy in Germany is you have a dead battery, you're put down.
You're put down. So while Buzz and I were struggling to find his battery,
right.
which, you know, in fairness to Buzz, who hasn't looked for his battery because he's had no problems with it, was in a whacked out location.
You should have told me.
Don came downstairs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Don has a sport utility vehicle, very similar to me, with a very powerful battery.
Sure. Yeah.
A battery that could power the entire building.
Yeah.
I believe I directly asked. I said, "Can I use yours?" And Don's comment to me was, "It's very late.
Good night."
Let me briefly.
Rob, I'm telling the truth here.
And,
he is.
Let me briefly explain how things work in the real world.
I am just dying to hear how you're going to spend this.
Well, for the record, it wasn't no.
That, Mike, the truth of the matter is that, frankly, all you've known for the longest time is what I'm talking about. I get here earlier than you do.
Yes, you do.
I do other stuff.
Right.
When it's time to go, I'm ready to go. You were there with...
God knows if you had a dead battery, I wouldn't even be there to assist you.
God knows that there have been times, and I cannot think of them now, but there have been times when you've done the same to me. It's like, okay, toodaloo ass. You just take a... And besides, it's not like I left you high and dry.
No, you didn't.
Buzz was there.
Buzz was there.
The reason I decided to leave was when you said to me, we can't find the battery in Buzz's car. And it's like, oh, come on. Okay, goodbye. I'll own up to that.
Buzz's battery, well, it was located under the gas tank, wasn't it?
It's up close to the windshield under a slide-off cover. You never looked there.
They hit it.
Yeah.
And leave those wacky Germans.
This is Buzz von Gletzig from Germany.
I will.
Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And imagine my stupidity when I found out what the cause of the dead battery was.
What was that?
Well, the fact is that I didn't have my lights turned all the way off. I had the little, what are they called, the parking lights?
Right.
Just running ever lights. So, just a little twist, just a tiny little twist.
Tesson.
And I noticed it when I got home that I had it in that position and it had been that way. But I'm talking
on your SUV?
Weeks. No, this is on the little car.
On his FU car.
I would think that car could run, the battery could run that for years.
No, I had it, with the cold weather and all the bad weather we've had, I've had the car in storage.
Well, in the near future or in the
future. Now, what is that look? What is that look you give me when I say I've had the car? I just haven't used that car.
That's the same look I give Frida when she tells me how much the bathroom's going to cost.
I haven't used, how long have I had that car? I've had that car for a long time.
I don't know how long
you've had
it. Leno. How many do you have in storage at any given time?
I have two. Yeah. I have two automobiles.
That's two in the hangar?
I only have two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy. What's that?
Two of them in the hangar?
In the hangar, yes.
Anyway, I thought you had it under control.
It was under control. Buzz got me up and running, and thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
For that.
Thank you, Buzz.
What time did
you get home?
9:15.
It really didn't delay me that much, but, you know, I pride myself on being last one here, first one gone.
Yeah. Well, you had asked me during the show if I had jumper cables.
Yep.
You could have called me. I would have been there.
I thought I might have an easy time starting. I didn't know it would still be dead, but it was funny because not only did Don leave, but as he left, I believe he was laughing. I believe you were laughing. With his Hawaiian shirt in his shiny, perfectly clean vehicle.
I had just gotten done wearing a dress also and singing outside.
There's the truth. There's the truth. If you hadn't worn that dress, you would have helped me last night.
I don't know about that.
Bye. Bye.
As he pulls away.
See you later.
Hey, what happened?
All right, here it is. Hey, what happened?
Here it is. I got it for you.
Hey, what happened?
There he is. Sean Connery. Now, I'm gonna read you what the papers are saying, and then we have the transcript,
okay,
of the actual press conference.
Very
you
good.
Tell me if it's so bad.
All right.
As James Bond, blah blah blah. Sean Connery, Sir Sean Connery, has always been cool, blah blah. Never shaken or stirred. But he had an interview with Scottish television. Now here's the setup. He's wearing a kilt, and he's on TV, and they're asking him about Scotland. Let's see, Sir Sean stunned people by being insufferably rude to a Scottish reporter when she asked him about his involvement in the annual Tartan Day celebrations in New York. She got him as he was going into Monday's Dressed to Kilt fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
She asked a simple question, a staple of PR events, And he answered. I have the transcript here. And now here, before you hear this, here's what people had to say after this.
Okay.
And you're going to see this tonight on Entertainment Tonight. You're going to see Sean Connery out of his mind at this party. Here's what they, at his press conference. Let's see. Media savvy Americans huddled around the actor were astonished at his rudeness. People magazine. I know his reputation for being forthright, but there is a world between that and handing out crap. Okay? New York Magazine. To be honest, the reporter said to the New York Magazine, I wasn't surprised. I've been in this position with him before.
Oh, really?
If he didn't want to speak, he could have moved on. Instead, he chose to stop and became very antagonistic and offensive with me. I had a run-in with him before. I was wearing kid gloves. Another person from the New York Post says, I thought it was strange that he couldn't say two civil words in support of an event that he is obviously committed to. Somebody else says, what made it even stranger is that they had just interviewed another Scottish actor, and what's that guy's name? Kyle MacLachlan, the guy that was in Sex and the City.
Kyle MacLachlan.
That's him, right. And they could not have been nicer.
Okay.
So, having said that, they're making Sean Connery out as the jerk of the century.
As an evil person.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have the transcript. It's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 lines.
Mm-hmm.
Female reporter, Mr. Connery.
All right,
here's your copy.
And you have copies today?
Yeah, this is not like the Don and Mike players.
Okay.
We're reading this exactly like what the Larry King has written. And you decide, was Sean Connery so over the top?
Right, okay.
I'll be the female reporter. Mr. Connery, why are you lending your support to the event and the promotion of Scotland?
Go to hell.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I'll do it.
Now, that would be, that would be a reason that people would say this. Mr. Connery, why are you lending your support to the event and promotion of Scotland?
Why am I?
Why are you lending your support to the event?
What's it called?
Dressed to
thank kill. Thank you very much. What's it about?
It's about...
What's it about?
It's about promoting Scotland.
You got it, one. Give this woman 5,000.
No, he says you got it in one.
You got it in one. Give this woman 5,000.
How important is it to promote Scotland's image in the United
How
States?
How important? I think it's not a very smart question.
How does it feel to take part in the New York parade?
Feels like getting a sore throat from talking to people like you.
So.
Go away.
Oh, no, that's an ad lib.
I'm sorry, yes, he didn't say that.
But now, let's do it for you one more time.
All right.
This is exactly
now I'll try to be a little, I'll just be a little more normal. Like I think he might be.
Okay.
I was kind of tweaking it up.
Okay.
And I think to prove a point, maybe I don't tweak it up as well.
Okay. Mr. Connery, why are you lending your support to the event and promotion of Scotland?
Why am I?
Why are you lending your support to the event?
What's it called?
Dressed to Kill.
Thank you very much. What's it about?
It's about...
What's it about?
It's about promoting Scotland.
You've got it in one. Give this woman 5,000.
How important is it to promote Scotland's image in the United States?
How important? I think it's not a very smart question.
How does it feel to take part in the New York parade?
Yeah, it feels like getting a sore throat from talking to people like you.
Now... I'm reading that transcript,
yeah.
And I went online and saw the video of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. And Mike, he did it exactly the way with the cadence that you just had.
The second one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second time.
Right.
Where he, and it says in the script that Sean Connery is interrupting, which Mike was doing it with the perfect timing.
Right.
Would you say
that... Here's the deal. I'm getting the impression that he's cornered... In a non, like, in press conference kind of thing where he's on his way to something or he was late for something, and somebody, you know, I don't know what the details are.
No, he was doing an interview.
He was doing
an interview. He was standing at a podium doing an interview. anyway.
So he's just trying to be kind of a little caustic and funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think that he deserves the bad rap. You're going to see him getting a bad rap tonight.
And also, he's old. He's probably ornery.
You got it in one. Give this woman 5,000.
And probably had a couple drinks.
Several delicious drinks.
And, then you have, hold on.
Maui Wowies.
Now you have more people saying that the Scottish TV station
Bahama Mamas
says that they found out Sean Connery was doorstepped at the function, and he was very rude because of that.
Doorstepped? What does doorstepped
mean?
Why don't you explain what it means?
I'm just reading it. I don't know what it means.
Got it in one. Give him 10,000.
Doorstep, I believe.
Doorstepped? It sounds like something evil.
I don't know. Let's see. She says...
Kane and I did that years ago.
The girl also says she wouldn't have gotten to such a hard time if she was a man.
I believe what doorstep means is that they they hit him instead of before he went into the press conference, too.
Now, here is...
That, that's what it sounds
like. It says here, they come to your house and ask you to speak or answer questions even if you do not want them to. So he was asked questions he didn't want to answer. Apparently, that's what doorstepped
him. And here is what an American businessman, Fred Galante, says. Quote, American celebrities usually play our game, no matter how they're feeling. Sir Sean is very charismatic, and some might say he's intimidating, but his behavior today was rude and indefensible.
Is that all he said? That transcript?
Yeah. I mean, listen, why not turn him into the FCC?
It feels like getting a sore throat from talking to people like you.
So for that, and you, there you go. You heard the transcript.
I've had a sore throat. I had throat issues.
There ain't nothing to it.
How does
nothing
it feel to take part in the New York parade?
Nothing to it.
How does this feel? Take a look. Take a look under my kilt.
Oh, but it's
take a look at this.
But it's funny.
The moon of Sean.
Also,
Sean's moons.
Hold on a second. I've got from also. Oh, let's do our FCC update.
Oh boy, what are they doing now?
Let's do the FCC update. That the buzz, has this come down yet? Have the fines on Stern come down yet today?
I don't believe so, but I will check.
All right. The
I have one question about those fines too.
Yeah.
Well, they're for Clear Channel, correct?
Yes, of course they are.
Right. My question would be: if Clear Channel's getting fined,
why isn't Infinity?
Exactly. Because Clear Channel got a complaint and we didn't.
So, Howard,
that easy.
Howard Stern. Let's see. The Wall Street Journal today says.
Yeah, I know.
The largest indecency fine, $495,000 against Clear Channel, the company that fired him, and I don't get it. We're just throwing it out there.
I don't get it.
It's the FCC.
I don't get it. It makes no sense.
We're very past it now on this show. We're not doing anything that breaks FCC rules, so we don't care really.
Right.
It's nuts.
But on the other hand, you got to look at it and say, wait a minute, hold on. Now, if what a guy did on his radio show, whether it was Howard Stern or Bubba the Love Sponge or us or Jack Diamond or anybody, if the guy's got a show that's going to more than one radio station, how do you pick which radio stations are going to get fined? And I know, Buzz, you have the answer, because the people in the cities where the Clear Channel station owned it, they're the people that wrote the letters.
Although I'm reading in an update now, the FCC may also levy additional fines against Infinity, so we may be fined for it after all. But originally, that was the answer, because they got the complaint and we didn't.
Well, that's your FCC update today.
Right.
You know, and if I could just state one more time, I've done a lot of preaching this last half hour. I'll try to knock it off.
No, don't.
I'm watching Condoleezza today on television. Oh, thank you, Rob. Put your hands on the radio.
Yay!
And you will feel the radio. I want to tell you, tomorrow will be a good Friday.
Bingo. I love it when you get religious.
Yeah. However, I'm watching this Condoleezza Rice, and I'm watching her being put through the ringer by the Democrats, and the Republicans are giving her a free pass. And I'm wondering, did we really know about 9/11? And did we really? And I'm
hard to tell after that.
And I'm really wondering. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, was there a massive plot, or could they not have known? And then they break in after this is all done with the bulletin. Incidentally, the FCC indecency hearings. They're still on.
Yeah, sure. So
it's like one right after the other on CNN.
That is of national security, you know. We're not going to let it derail our witch hunt. No.
So we go in this country now. This is just ridiculous. I'm watching something that I believe could be like watching the Oliver North here.
Right.
And I'm wrapped up in it. CNN seamlessly goes from that to say, oh, and incidentally, don't forget, that indecency bill on the House, they're going to get that pushed through. We'll be talking about that this hour.
I watched those hearings with Condoleezza Rice, and I will tell you, I think she probably got high five from everybody in the Bush administration.
Yes,
but
she did.
Because I thought she was very, very skilled, but as much as I thought she was skilled, it just bugged me little bit because I felt like I was being played.
There was one guy, Kerry from
Bob Kerry, right?
From Nebraska. I'm telling you, this guy set her up so perfectly. He started by saying, I want to say I'm a huge fan. I'm a big supporter of your career. You're a fantastic woman. I also want to say on the record, I support the war. I supported the war. I've supported this administration. I think you're beautiful. I think you're lovely.
I think you're hot.
I think if you had your teeth fixed, the guy goes through this song and he lulls her into a false sense of security. And then right away, Yeah. You know, right across the face. And,
yeah, he nails her.
And it got down right. Yeah, screaming and
a couple
and
of them yelling. Got yelling. There was the other guy that had that total calm way of saying, hey, what do you think? What did you know? Just answer yes or no.
Oh, the
did
guy,
you tell the president yes or no?
The guy had a pinstripe suit on. He had a name that was hyphenated. It was Vin Barrigard or something like that. Maybe an Italian sounding name. And he said, there was the press release for the president, the daily brief.
Daily briefing,
yes,
right.
Presidential daily briefing, the PDB.
PDB.
The PDB. The topic of it on August 16th was Bin Laden wants to kill America.
That's the classified PDB, right?
True or false? And she'd say, well, it's going to take me some time to answer this question.
True or false?
But it's going to take me a few minutes to answer this question.
Answer the question. You know, I my brain began to hurt after that with both the...
Me too.
You know, and one of the problems, and being aware of these hearings, and now this was not a congressional hearing. This was an independent bipartisan commission.
Yeah.
But it's similar to a congressional hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've watched the indecency hearings and this, it really, I know we have this wonderful system in this country, but it makes my brain hurt when you watch it for too long.
Me too. Because
not only do you have the long, convoluted answers to questions, but you have this almost the preachy, the questions are asked, they're not asking questions, they're making statements.
That's right. And then they go right from that to, don't forget, we're going to still follow up on the disc jockeys. You know, like that's important.
Yeah.
The disc jockeys are important.
The other threat to America.
Yeah, we're talking about, let's put this back on, let's get back on the high road here. Las Vegas City Council honors Roy Horn.
Oh,
it's
all
about
right.
time. Mike.
Amen.
Roy
good
Horn.
News.
Roy Horn has been honored as the Citizen of the Month of Las Vegas.
Well, he is because he's fighter.
I think it's just about time. There's an Italian wireless company. You know how you can text message to American Idol?
Right.
There's a company called Acotel, and they have a new service just in time for Easter mm-hmm. and Holy Week. You can text message the Pope.
Cool.
Now, the Pope will not send you a personalized response, but if you write him a letter saying, hey, JP, what's up,
mm-hmm.
you will get back his daily inspirational text message.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Incidentally, 30 cents per call.
Oh, hey, well, a little money for the Vatican.
Small price to pay.
30 cents per call. Oh, here you go. Jesus Christ. An obese inmate. an obese inmate in Florida. You got to love this. Guy was caught with crack.
Okay. I bet he was.
But it wasn't where you think.
Oh, all right.
It was in a roll of fat underneath his stomach. He weighs 350. His name is John Wilson. He had these drugs on him, and the cops were sure that he had drugs on him.
Right.
So they brought him into the police station.
I'd like that job.
They took him into the police station, and they like turned his wardrobe in and out. Took his car apart. Couldn't find anything. Finally said to this guy, take your clothes off. Guy takes
he's not an inmate? He said he's an inmate? Or?
Oh, no, he's an inmate. He's an inmate now.
Yeah, okay.
When he was
okay.
caught.
All right.
So they start looking him over. And then they say to him, body cavity search. So he bends over and the guy puts the glove on and they feel around on the other side.
Boy, that's a tough job.
Absolutely
nothing.
Absolutely nothing in the strip search.
Nada.
A second search. They let him go to a cell. They brought him back out. They got out the hose again. They got out the gloves again. They found brown cylinders that are used to carry cigars. Now, I'll tell you that a Robusto cigar is about 4 inches long.
Right.
So these are not like little cigarettes. We're talking about cigars.
Mm-hmm. The plastic ones like you probably see in those Garcia Vegas.
Right. Little cigar tubes.
Mm-hmm.
let me see. He had 19 of them. In his rolls of fat.
Wow.
That were undetected.
19?
Yes, that were undetected by cops.
Man.
As he made his way through the first strip search that...
We're having a party.
Finally, they found him. I got to mention this because we're going to have this guy on the show tomorrow. You remember I was talking the other day, all the great TV shows come from Britain.
Yeah.
We steal them. We do them better.
Make them better.
But they come from Britain. Now, listen to this one. There's a guy in Britain who sold everything. He sold all of his clothes. He sold his house. He sold his car.
Right.
He quit his job. On Sunday, in conjunction with a British reality show, he is on a show called Double Your Money. He has cashed in everything in his life. House, car, job,
right,
bank account. He gets one spin of the roulette wheel. If he wins, he doubles his money. If he loses, he loses everything.
Wow.
Let me see. He thought
this
he was,
is this is a reality TV show.
This is a reality TV show that started because and listen, here's what I'm getting to. We're going to have this guy on the show tomorrow. Sunday night,
right,
is when they're taping the finale that will air on British TV. He originally got into this because he went to a casino in Vegas and he's down. He's down 100, then he's down 300, then he's down 1,000,
right,
then he's down $3,000. And apparently at one point, we'll ask him tomorrow, when he got down to a certain amount, he realized, I'm going to have to sell my house to pay off this bet. As it turns out, the people from the reality show go to the hotel and they say, who's your biggest loser today? And they say,
Michael, how you doing?
And so then they go to him and they go, hey, listen, dude, you owe us everything already.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cancel your debt if you decide to go on this game show.
Wow.
And it's not a setup. It's true.
Wow.
The guy,
so he's basically devastated completely financially if he loses on the roulette wheel.
Mm-hmm. He is a professional gambler, and he decided to take one last big plunge while he still is young. And he's going to do this on Sunday, and we'll have him on tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
tomorrow.
Wow.
We'll have him on this.
Looking forward to it.
Cool. Have him on the show tomorrow. I'm running out of time here, and we're up to a phone scan. I just want to, you know, a lot of times go through. We find these stories. I want to leave you just with one that I think you're really going to like. Oh, hold on, yeah, before the phone scan music. And thank you, Rob, for reminding me. I did a special music that I wanted to bring for this one. You know I love football, Mike.
You're the biggest football fan I know.
It's not football season yet, but they're trying. Dateline Nashville. A man was arrested on charges of killing his neighbor's 17-year-old dog by place-kicking it like a football.
Oh, dear.
Chad David Crawford was charged with cruelty to animals and vandalism Tuesday in the death of Gizmo, a Yorkie Terrier.
Oh.
He was in his apartment complex, the guy was, when he saw a man who called the police, was in his apartment complex. He saw one of three men holding the dog like a football, turning him upside down, putting his head on the ground and holding his legs. And then they saw the other guy kick the dog. Lewis, the guy that saw this, saw the dog fly through the air in a high arc, hit the pavement, and roll under a parked car. The man was jumping up and down. He had just made the game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
What we should do to him.
The dog was...
Yeah, really.
The dog was dead when it hit the ground, and the men were laughing. And here's a I got this for you. There's a, if you were wondering what kind of guy,
there he is.
There he is. That's the type of guy.
Yeah, look at him.
I got an idea.
Here.
There's a dog out here. I tell you what, you grab his legs and you put his head down on the ground like a football, and I'm going to kick him like a field goal.
Jesus.
Okay.
Wow.
That's from Nashville. That was, you know, I got to find a way to end this segment every
and
day.
And it's always good to end with a feel-good story.
There you go.
People are funny.
That's all I got for you.
God almighty.
Call now, 877-365-3636. That's our number. We'll take some calls here.
Yeah, why don't you, you always tell Buzz to make stuff up. Why don't you make that a real feel-good story? All you had to do was change it to a cat.
Hey. Or his wife's head.
Oh, God.
But again, that's just me.
I got hiccups.
That's just me. 877-365-3636. Phone scan. Oh, we got to run. We're running late today, so we'll get as many of your calls on as we can on the rotating random phone scan. Lie straight ahead. Call right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
That's why you, sir, are the greatest man in show business.
We just find it?
Yeah.
Load it up.
Hold on.
We were chatting about American Idol. Yeah, like everybody does. Yeah, you should know that about us. We're so stupid like other people. We have a radio show.
Yeah.
We talked about American Idol before the radio show. We talked about American Idol while it was on last night on the phone with each other.
Yes.
We talked about it during the commercials.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to give you a brief before we get to your calls.
That's why you, sir, are the greatest man in show business.
Well, thanks. We can do it without it. Saturday.
We're the Up With People gang.
Saturday. Let me restart that. Let's all just sing Saturday like
right.
we did last
all
night.
Right.
You know they do that thing where they all dance like the Brady Bunch?
You're very sad.
Saturday.
Oh, man, that's painful to watch.
Saturday.
There, let's run down the street in our costumes from the costume department.
From the cheap Fox costume department where they're making billions of dollars, but they have cheap costumes, right?
Saturday!
Woo!
Saturday!
Woo-hoo!
Saturday! Get a belly full of beer!
God!
And don't forget during the cheap number with the costumes, the pratfall. There's lots of bumping in.
Yeah, I love that.
Very crazy.
A nice afro last night on George Huff.
George Huff, and now, you know what, now we're down at the time where we know all their names. Actually, I know just George Huff.
I'm proud of you, Mike. You never grab onto these reality shows. I'm glad that you're into this one.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't count on it. You know me. I'm in and out.
Yeah, but I also know. Oh, don't I know?
Oh, God.
You're the man.
Don't I know?
But I also know. I bet your girlfriend likes watching them, doesn't she?
Yes. Very much so.
That's going to keep you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Here we go. You're on the line. You're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Black butt.
Hello.
Stop doing it.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there. Black butt.
Oh, now I'm doing it. On the American Idol.
I'd love to get a happy medium on our callers where we could get the caller that just starts on time, which the last guy didn't.
Right.
And then get somewhere in between the caller that just gets a running start off the air.
Black butt. What can we do for you, sir?
Fellas, have you been able to notice that John Peter Moron from American Idol, he looks like an idiot because his head is three times the normal size of a regular human being.
And last night there was a camera shot where that was demonstrated beautifully, that he's got the oversized head and the pixie-like body.
What about when Tool Seacrest was interviewing him, and he said, so what do you think about what the judges said last night? And he and John Peter Retard sits here and goes, I mean, really, I'm not exaggerating. He goes, I don't know what to say.
And Seacrest out and John Peter Lewis could both be in the next Hobbit movie.
You know, but JPL really has something to fall back on.
JPL.
Because they can use him to breed bobblehead dolls.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Work to his advantage.
Sure. Hello.
Hi, did I win?
Did you win?
Yes.
Yes, congratulations. You won a hysterectomy.
No way!
Yeah, you excited? It's hysterectomy Thursday.
Oh, great. I'm too young for a hysterectomy.
You're never too young for a hysterectomy.
Not on this show. Hey, it's free.
We'll put it on a gift certificate for you.
Oh,
thank you for that great comedic response.
Hey, bye-bye.
People do really bye-bye. Win on the Don and Mike show.
That's right. Win your hysterectomy.
And the response was very similar to John Peter Lewis. It was kind of...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, East Coast Bob. How you guys doing?
Hey, East Coast Bob. What's happening?
Hey, I want to tell you about this local Good Day Sacramento show. They do a five-hour local show in the morning live.
Uh-huh.
And they've had to implement some new delay systems, apparently.
Oh, this is the TV show you call, right?
Right. Mark S. Allen's on there. He's a friend of the...
Yeah, Mark, and it's Mark S. Allen, not Marcus Allen.
Yeah, we know him.
Anyway, they had a Slicky Boy on there. I had a contest, and I called in for the contest, not expecting to get on the air. I won the contest, and at the end of the contest, I asked the host, he's a Slicky Boy, I asked him, are you gay? They cut out 15 seconds of audio, and then they went to black for 10 seconds.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. Oh, it's funny. And all they asked him is if he's gay.
You know, here's the thing. I've never figured out why TV stations take phone calls from people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless if you're commenting on an issue or if you're saying you're an eyewitness to something, or like this guy, just somebody who won a contest. You know, I see that too on our stations here in D.C., the morning show,
right. Mm-hmm.
Like on Channel 9, where they say, hey, don't forget our springtime trivia. Be the 10th caller right now.
Right.
I've often thought if I wasn't me, and I was sure they wouldn't trace the call. I would call and go, "Hey, I want a prize." That is great.
The thing is, I gave my phone number and name. They called me back. I didn't answer it, but...
Are you gay? Are you gay? What a great way to end this thing.
All right, and this is a good website. It's like eastcoastbob.com.
Can I tell you a couple things on my website?
Sure.
I have Jimmy Kimmel Show. The F-bomb got through on there, so I have that on there.
Good.
I have Oprah, her indecent act that she had that you're supposed to report to the FCC now.
Right.
And I have Simon Cowell giving a finger on American Idol.
Oh, you got a freeze frame of that from a couple weeks ago?
I got the video.
Oh, the video.
Ooh.
All right, eastcoastbob.com. That's a good site.
Well, good.
See you guys.
All right,
East Coast Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Hi, Donna Meisher.
Have you seen the, speaking of morning television, have you seen the promo for Barbara Harrison and Joel Krebs, the new promo they're running?
No, the morning team on Channel 4?
Yeah. No, I think the quote from Barbara Harrison, where they do the little anchor vignettes, you know.
Right. People who wake up, who watch this early in the morning, want to know what's going on. And I'm like, brilliant! God, that is, what a great call. Barbara, you captured it!
And if you don't get enough of her in the morning, she's going to be on The Swan next week.
And then Joe Krebs,
who was hit by a car when he was riding his bicycle recently.
His big quote is from another anchor. Jim Vance once said, "We should always remember we're guests in your home." And I'm sitting there, here are the two dummies.
Shut up. Listen, here's the thing. And I wish the station, Washington is such a button-down conservative, and I mean that not in the
political way,
but like with the people on TV.
Yeah.
There are some hot women on TV, and they don't dress them up. Anybody on the West Coast, listen, I know that I'm speaking to a small percentage of the audience now because we don't even broadcast in Los Angeles, but if you're on the West Coast and you get the West Coast feed of CBS, there's a girl on Channel 2 in the morning. Her name is Lisa Joyner, and she does the weather
really
on CBS 2. Now, this girl shouldn't have a body like Jillian Barbary.
Okay.
She has a rather average body, but she's cute.
Right.
And they dress her up today. I swear to God, she's in a halter top.
Oh.
She's in a halter top.
Hello.
Now, you've got the news guy at the desk that's wearing the tie, and the lady who wants to be professional, she's wearing the dress. They go, "Let's go to Lisa for an early look at the weekend weather." And here's this fantastic chick, and she's dancing all over the screen, and her bra strap is coming down, and I'm watching this, and I'm saying, come on, once again, California ahead of the rest of the country.
Yes,
this is what's going to save local news.
Yeah.
Is getting really, really hot women.
Yes, you're
good looking people. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I don't live in Los Angeles. I live in Washington.
I want good looking people. They're out there. They hide them.
But I can tell you that because I watch this woman, I know the high temperature today in Los Angeles is 72. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and 70. There'll be a chance of rain over the weekend, but things look good on Monday, and there's a SIG alert on the 5 right now.
Yeah!
I know all of that because I watched this girl, Lisa Joyner.
Yeah, you won't get that in our hometown.
Oh, no. Is she nice?
That won't exist here.
No, she never. Nice. Too conservative.
What is this?
Oh,
here's a bulletin. All right. Time for an FCC bulletin.
All right.
Clear Channel has announced they have pulled the Howard Stern Show permanently. That's the latest from Witch Hunt. Thank you for the Witch Hunt update, everybody.
Wow.
You really want to be helpful? Find me Lisa Joyner from KCBS in Los Angeles. Find her for me.
Sheepers creepers.
Hey, there you go.
Boy, is she cute.
What's that?
Oh, and here's the FCC fine. All right, what is this? Commission proposes statutory maximum fine of $495,000 for Stern and the station's a Clear Channel station.
All right.
So, anyway.
And Buzz said that perhaps down the road.
That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, Kennedy also.
$500,000 for Clear Channel.
Hello, Donna, my show. And here's what I don't get about Clear Channel. Here's the quote now from John Hogan, the guy that we had on the tapes of. In the wake of a large FCC fine for his broadcast on Howard Stern, the company says the latest FCC action imposes a risk we are just not willing to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to this guy again, do you listen to what's going on the other Clear Channel stations?
Yeah, really.
Across America?
Absolutely.
You guys, I know we got, listen, here's the deal. I know we got a double standard here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got, like, the double standard.
Oh, amazing.
Absolutely. You got amazing. The quadruple standard at Clear Channel.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
You know, they'll enforce somebody. They'll fire somebody. They'll say this guy is the worst thing because he doesn't work for their company.
Yeah, in fact, he works. He's the premier talent at the other company.
Meanwhile, Clear Channel's got tons of guys that are still getting away with all this dirty stuff all the time. They're not doing anything to
them. No, they won't
guys.
Talk about that. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Black butt.
Right. Oh, come on. Right. That can't be the same guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't you think that Randy looks like one of them California Raisin dudes? Remember them? Watching last night, he looks like Claymation or something to me. He's getting darker.
Randy.
Crazy.
Oh, Randy. You mean Randy Jackson, the judge.
God. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Randy, is he talking about?
Jesus.
Yes, that was exactly my thought.
Of course. Yeah, every time you watch that.
He's looking more and more like a California Raisin.
Right, exactly.
Oh, God. Todd and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike? What's up?
Shades of brown and purple.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Randy may look like a raisin, but your boy John Peter Three name looks like a candy apple with that big head of his.
Candy apple.
Now, let me ask you a question, Don.
Yeah.
You said you bailed on the Swan last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you by any chance happen to switch over to a little show called The King of Queens starring Lisa Remini?
Hold on. Are you going to talk about her wearing a poncho?
Let me tell you something. This she's a dark horse to win the ugly duckling, okay?
Listen, really,
right down the tubes.
With no offense to Lisa Remini. She could be on the Swan.
Really?
You know, they're doing that thing on King of Queens where they're trying to make it like Leah's not pregnant.
I hate it when they do that.
But she's obviously pregnant. And last night there was a scene. Good call for you that I was flipping around.
I think, why don't they do that? That show could use a little infusion. Why don't they make her pregnant?
There was a scene where Kevin James actually appeared to be the same size as Leah Remini. And
really?
They had her in, you know that thing that Jeff Spicoli wore in she had like one of those Mexican ponchos on.
Ah.
I mean, it was just so obvious that she's gigantic.
Right.
Now she's having a baby.
Sure.
But
it's ridiculous. That show had a stick to it before. It used to be, somewhat decent girl with a fat ass. And now it's just two flubbery people bouncing up against her.
She is pregnant. We got to give her that.
Yeah.
You know, she is pregnant. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Two flubbery people.
Hello.
Greetings. Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Portland, Oregon calling.
Right on, Portland, Oregon. Yes, we're finally on. You know, I'm so glad I'm talking to people on our network. KOTK is a station we should have been on like 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you calling?
Yes.
On Portland, right. This is the station we should have been on, right?
Yes, you should have.
Right on.
Missed you.
Right on.
I've missed you both, sadly.
Right. You're just a little too weird on the show.
We ain't going to last in Portland. We got to get some better listeners.
What scares me is, you know, it's the point followed by the...
I mean, we're finally on the right station, but we gotta have listeners that breathe through their noses.
Yes, I mean he was breathing through his mouth and hyperventilating.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Pardon? I'm tired of saying pardon. What the F are you saying?
Or just
hang up.
It was Don, how are you? And then he hung up. Like
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Trying to find out if any of you guys watch The Shield. And if that's not, why you don't watch it, man? It's a high adrenaline right after 24.
Because, what was Chicklets on before? What was the show he was on?
The Commish.
On The Commish.
Yeah, I lost all... and besides, he reminds me too much of Charlie Stossel.
Oh, it's a cop show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a different show, a different related show. I thought it was about feminine products.
Don,
it was just a guess.
The Commish?
I don't watch a lot of television.
You thought that was about The Commish?
No, I thought the Shield.
Oh,
Don.
Okay, hold on.
Not The Commish.
I get jokes.
Yes.
Okay, The Shield.
Yes,
okay.
The Shield.
I'm with you.
You got to mention Chiklis' two best roles, that of John Belushi in the movie Wired and of Curly Howard in the made-for-TV movie about the...
Yeah. He got hit by the lucky stick.
He is just awful.
Is that the weather lady?
Request denied.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a bit. Take a look at that face on this Lisa Joyner, KCBS Channel 2.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I love it when we agree.
And imagine this. She wears skimpy, skimpy outfit.
Look, imagine.
And, you know, the weather in Los Angeles is the same every day. Mm-hmm. It's, like, nice every day.
That's right.
So it's just basically, for 5 minutes in the morning. And with the time change, what's so great is I'm watching, you know, she's on at 6 a.m., but for me, it's 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching her, and, she's sweet.
Yeah, and that's just a picture you can look at.
Someone should tell her, me love her a long time. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, how you guys doing? Singing?
Shane?
What?
Shane?
Yeah,
what do you want, Shane?
Yeah, Shane, I'm from Seattle. Shane, yeah. I can't listen to that show all the time. Shane, so what about you on the internet,
Shane? Yeah, so you can't get us on the internet, Shane, because CBS won't allow it, Shane.
Yeah, well, you guys need to come on the radio out here, Shane. We got some crappy ass programs on here, Shane.
We were on in Seattle, see, but we're not on in Seattle. Now we're on in Portland, so move to Portland, see?
Well, hey, if I move to Portland, that means I got to pack up all my crap, Shane. I got to move my life, Shane. I got to go down to Portland, Shane. I got to move to Seattle, Shane. I got to put my own truck, Shane.
Wow. Okay, he beat us at our own game.
He did. He did indeed.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Got a little play-by-play for you I thought you guys would like.
A story about what?
Play-by-play.
Oh, play-by-play. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's the snap. Gizmo's up. Gizmo's good.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Somebody, you know, you need to find that one. You find the guy that enjoys the dog kicking story.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Do you?
I love dogs, but I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. Come on.
It just creeps me a little.
I know, but it's funny to think about guys. Listen, I'll preface this with the politically correct comment, and I love dogs. That is awful. But there is something funny about a guy actually holding a dog upside down.
Think about Max.
And another guy. I don't think Max would carry very far. I think I'd probably have a better chance kicking my littler dog. Rudy.
You got a littler dog? Rudy?
Rudy. Yeah,
think about Rudy.
I think I could get Rudy about 20 yards.
Oh, God.
Hey, that's funny. It's awful. It's cruel, yes, but funny.
Yeah, with the funny part when the guy jumping up and down.
Yeah. Hello, Todd and Mike show. You put that on TV. I'll watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, tonight on The Dog.
The Dog. That's the name of your show. Your reality show. Don't forget mine, Ugly Duckling.
Todd and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, let me paint a little scenario for you. You're walking down the street in L.A. You're in an alley, and you see a beautiful woman. She's laying there, and as a matter of fact, she's dead. No one's around. No one's going to see you.
I think I know where this is going.
And the answer is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There's little Tommy
Rice.
Yeah, right there. Little Tommy
Rice. That's a little Bob Hope.
Doing Bob Hope. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Very little.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, hi. We're doing great.
Can I speak to him?
Right, you're speaking to us now.
Hey, fellas. Hey, got a question.
Yes.
This guy in South Carolina shot down an airplane, a crop duster, because it was buzzing around on his NASCAR on the weekend because of his NASCAR was annoying the NASCAR station he was listening to.
What?
He brought out his gun and shot it down. Did you hear that?
Now, this is very confusing.
What is he saying?
I think he has a British accent. Do you have a British accent or Australian or something like that?
That's an Australian accent.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
There's a guy in South Carolina shot a crop duster down because it was annoying him when he was trying to listen to the radio on the NASCAR radio.
To NASCAR, okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. And your comment, I find nothing wrong with that. What did you want to say about it?
Well, he said it was part of the Don and Mike show. He went in a contest when they used to shoot things like phones and stuff.
I am...
No,
see, you know, you're really not... You've got to learn our country and how to speak our language better.
I'm trying to play along with you here, but you're killing me. You're killing me.
Yeah, good night, mate.
You're killing me, Paul.
Good night, mate. We'll be around at Mike's Look Around Cafe tomorrow night.
All right, Paul Hogan.
Very good, all right.
There you go.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, that's the guy I want showing up.
Come find Mike.
I'll look for the Ozzy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Two words.
Yeah.
Gervier Denza. Ow, hot.
Oh, yeah, Gervier Denza.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a shame that she's gone.
Yeah. She should call this show to get some love before she gets pushed out the door at Channel 9. Yeah.
She's not that, though.
No, she's no Lisa Joyner.
I'm holding up a picture of Lisa Joyner.
Do a Google search. Lisa Joyner. Mm-hmm. You tell me I'm not right.
Good morning.
You tell me that there's not a good reason that I know the weather in Los Angeles for the next week.
What was that?
A caller. Guy on the phone? Hello?
I'm on the Don and Mike show. Phone scan, gonna have me some eggs and hats and coats tomorrow. Go to Las Vegas this weekend. Yeah.
You're the last call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the last.
Hey, I'm Glam Apple.
I like eggs and hats and coats.
So listen, you've got the, what's your name?
Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
Reno.
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 You got the Sopranos prize pack. This includes the much sought after Tony Soprano robe. Let's see. Watch the first three episodes of Deadwood Oh, turn your radio down, Donald.
Oh, sorry about that.
On Friday night, and all new Deadwood Sunday night, right after The Sopranos, only on HBO. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Hold on just a second.
You know, we had him on for a little bit. He was trouble, though.
Now, in the next segment, here's what I'm thinking we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
We got about 10 minutes in the next segment before we go to Buzz in the news. We used to play a game all the time called Make Us Laugh.
Right.
And we've not done it recently because of the way things have changed, but I think that you guys, that phone scan notwithstanding, I think you can pull it off. So,
yes,
with a very strict time limit.
And because of the time, you do have your 10 minutes, and that's going to be it.
And, you know, and it may end up being 8 or 9 minutes. You may not even get 10 minutes.
Right.
But here's the deal. If you call up, same number you've been calling, 877-365-3636. It's Make Us Laugh,
right.
Me and Mike.
Amen.
You got to say something, a joke, a story, a sound, whatever. If you make both of us laugh, congratulations. You win the gift of movies.
I'm going to give somebody a little tip here. Something horrible that happened to you.
You and five of your guests are going to the movies of your choice. You go to www.regmovies.com for showtimes and locations, courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls, opening on April 14th. And someone will win a trip to Las Vegas that will qualify here today. You win $100. All you have to do is make us laugh.
Make us laugh.
Make us laugh. Please. Mike gave you his tip, and I'll give you my tip. Just mention the guy kicking the dog.
Oh, God.
That would make me... It made me laugh this morning. It made me laugh this afternoon.
I know.
But that's me, not you.
That's the interesting tapestry that is you.
So now call 877-365-3636. It's very simple.
Tapestry with a little blood on it.
Mike, I think deep in your soul, if you had a couple of nice big glasses of something, that perhaps you would laugh at that.
Yeah, I know what you're really thinking. You're thinking that if I had a few glasses or something, I'd participate in that.
I know you would.
No.
I don't think it. I know it.
Silly goose.
And furthermore, I'll say something else. You'd be the kicker. You wouldn't be the holder. You'd be the kicker.
Why am I saying thank you?
You'd be the kicker.
Thank you so much.
Let's play Make Us Laugh.
Yeah. See, he's already made me laugh.
Now I'm laughing. You made me laugh.
The kicker.
This is why this show works.
Gizmo!
We'll be right back. And it's funny, his name is Gizmo.
Gizmo.
That's funny, too. Okay, make us laugh. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? I got up this morning and I'm driving to work and I'm listening to the radio and the announcer says...
They respectfully decline. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yes!
Oh, Don! Yeah. Made me happy. Make Mike happy. Make us laugh.
Right on.
Right on. Let's take some phone calls now.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. These are unscreened phone calls. Keep in mind, you know, that we're not beating you over the head with this. We don't do the dirty stuff anymore.
Right.
Yeah, we're finding our finding our way.
We are.
So, having said that, it's time to play Make Us Laugh.
How many minutes are you putting on the clock, Don?
Put 8 minutes on the clock.
Last 2 minutes in a countdown form.
Yes, indeed. This is where you call Make Mike and I Laugh.
Let's see what happens.
And you'll win $100. You'll win the gift of movies. And you'll win the 1 in 5 chance of winning the vacation to Las Vegas for the premiere of the movie When Betty Calls. Rob, are you ready to start the clock?
I'll start it when the first call is started.
Okay, and here we go. Make Us Laugh. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, fellas, have you heard about the new morning after pill for men?
No.
Yeah, you take it the next morning, your blood type changes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Was that a pooch punt?
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, right away.
The dog.
Right away, get what you want.
Okay,
yeah.
Don and Mike Show, get what I want.
Hey, Don and Mike, how
like,
you doing?
Know, like, you
I'm
don't
not joining you in that party, no.
Oh, come on.
No, I love dogs.
That is,
love little doggies.
So do I.
It's all about the cats with me. The
so
whole thing changes with the cats.
I love dogs,
you know,
too.
And that's how sick I am. It changes with the cats.
I know. I love dogs.
You love dogs more than I do.
That's funny, though.
You love dogs more than I do.
Guy holds the dog, kicks it. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Hey, what's black and red and cries at the top of the stairs?
We've had this one. It's Christopher Reeve.
Right.
Right.
See ya.
Right, on fire, right? Isn't
not
that
red.
It?
No. It's black and sits at the top of the head. Christopher Reeves after a house fire.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
Yes.
All right, make us laugh.
Okay, my kind of a sad story that my friend's girlfriend and I have a long-running bet on whose mom is the cheapest, and I finally won on my 21st birthday when I got a used 1960s one-piece swimsuit.
All right, I guess you took Mike's advice to heart when Mike said just call with a story.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mike said that, I think he meant...
No, thanks a lot for
Mike,
throwing me under the bus.
No, hold on.
I said basically...
You're overreacting.
Something happened to you that was bad.
Overreacting.
Yes.
Finish.
All right, finish.
Say Mike's point was, it should be a funny story!
It should be something bad that happened to you. That's what I meant. That's not really bad.
Kicking a dog is
kicking a dog
is bad, but you don't think that's funny.
Kicking a dog, I just don't happen to think it's as funny as you do. It's the truth.
It's the fact that he kicked it like a football though, with a field goal, with another guy holding
it. If it was a cat, it might be a different story.
Hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Why are you beating this to death? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Stop dogging me. Hello, Don and Mike.
You're funny, dog.
Hello.
Hello.
You are barking up the wrong tree, mister. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Do you benefit by wearing hush puppies when you kick the dog?
Okay, y'all are trying. Yeah. Nothing's really done it for me yet, though. And I got news for you. That's only going to work on me.
Yeah.
Although I got new, Mike is like an ice cube just melting
a little bit,
aren't you?
No, I'm absolutely not. No, I'm rigid. Hold
Hello.
Around.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Bob, stop it.
Make us laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, make us laugh, please.
What's the hardest part about rollerblading?
What?
Telling your dad you're gay.
I think we've had that one on Make Us Laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike, please make us laugh.
Radio Slobs, what's going on?
Hey, make us laugh.
What's the difference between a rich cracker and a lesbian?
The difference between a rich cracker and a lesbian. What is the difference?
Yeah. One's a snack cracker, the other's a crack snack.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike show, make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You're gonna get on me?
No, I was. What made me laugh out of that was you cutting him off because we were,
yeah.
You know, we had to do that thing now,
yeah,
and that's
right.
That's kind of made me laugh since we started this new thing.
Don and Mike, hello. Make us laugh. Oh, forget it. You're out of here. Make
Why
us
was
laugh.
6 afraid of 7?
7, 8, 9.
Exactly.
Come on, this is not like for 3-year-olds.
No,
oh
not.
God,
no.
Don and Mike's show.
What was the last thing that went through that dog's mind? His ass.
No, that's a mosquito joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Don and
Here
Mike.
Here they come.
Make us laugh. Hey, well, welcome, my people. Hello, make us laugh.
Hi, what did a blind man say to Leah Remini?
What?
You see?
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, I got you.
Yeah, you got us. Make us laugh.
Hey, all right. Hey, my wife, she's very beautiful, but her only flaw is that one breast is slightly larger than the other. So we went out the other night, we entered her in a wet T-shirt contest, boosted her morale. She got first and third prize.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hello, dear.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello. Make us laugh.
You laughed at that.
Not out loud.
We both, and I didn't really laugh out loud either.
No, but we
both
smiled.
Snickered.
We
yes.
smiled.
Yeah, we did. It was pretty good.
The guy had the good Mrs. Doubtfire.
Sometimes we can do Mike's laugh. We got nothing that even makes us do that.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, hello, dummy. Make us laugh.
Oh, dear.
Hello, idiot. Moron.
Stupid person.
All right, I'll go to another line. Hi, Don and Mike show.
What is the problem now? People aren't hearing?
Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Please, come on.
Hey, Joe Gibbs just announced that the first person that can drop kick Daniel Snyder through the goalpost, he'll sign.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Hello.
Yes, I got upset with the person at work today and asked him if he would benefit if I donated my car to Melwood.
Okay, that's just funny because that's a retarded place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a place for retarded people. And it used to be Buzz's nickname when we had a bowling team.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I missed that.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, Alan Line One's actually got a pair.
All right, see, that's funny.
Yeah,
not
funny in a thinking man's way.
Not laugh out loud funny, but right. Yeah,
sure.
That's funny. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don.
Yes, oh, what the child. The child's there.
Shouldn't you be parenting right now?
Yeah, I know, but I'm on the grill, too.
Hello.
You're on the grill?
Yeah, hey, about that dog, was it a pooch kick?
We already had that one. You know, go watch your child. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, did the guy wipe the dog off his feet after he kicked the dog in the, you know, where?
I don't know.
Well told. Somebody
jacked the dog.
Jeez.
Hello, Don and Mike. I'm sorry that I asked.
You ready to rewrite that invitation now?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. I thought maybe one person would say something about the guy kicking the dog.
Well, you're like Simon, because people respond to you, and they think that that's going to make a win.
Here we go. 2-minute warning.
Oh, no.
Don and Mike show.
Okay. This is a clip from Geraldo Rivera, and they're discussing the Kobe Bryant rape victim.
All right.
She's allegedly promiscuous. She's reportedly committed suicide on a couple of occasions. So when you take the total...
All right, I laughed.
Come on!
Is this East Coast Bob again?
Yes.
Bob, only I laughed. Mike didn't laugh. Plus, you're like associated with the show, kind of.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah, and he followed me through the casino.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Did he really?
Yeah, a little bit. No, not followed me. He was just there.
Hey, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
She's a woman.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Normally Helen Keller does it. Hi, Don and Mike.
What's the best part of making love with 26-year-olds?
What?
There's 20 of them.
We have a winner. Man, that is rare that happens. It always seems to happen that way.
We have a winner.
And we came in under budget.
Yeah.
Wow. We have a winner.
My God.
See?
Sick but funny.
See, this works even without dirty stuff.
Wow.
That's good. What's your name, my friend? Like that's a clean joke.
Like
that's a joke I could tell at church on Easter Sunday.
It's really not.
I imagine I could probably get a bigger laugh with the guy kicking the dog.
Hey, the world of jokes is the world of jokes, okay?
Are you still there?
Did we lose him?
A guy?
Oh, no. Did he hang up?
The guy hung up.
Well, he still wins. He's got to call back, but now everybody's going to call back with that.
Say that they were him.
Oh, what a terrible missed opportunity.
The guy with the winning joke hung up.
Wow.
Or they didn't cut him off, Buzz. There was no deletion.
Just double checking.
No. Jesus Christ. Now what do? We had a winner.
I don't know.
We had a winner.
I mean, technically, he won.
That was a good joke. What was that joke again, Rob?
What's the best thing about making love with a 26-year-old?
What?
There's 20 of them.
not with a 26-year-old, with 26-year-olds.
Right.
Sick. Sick and you gotta laugh.
Call back.
Wow. Oh, that's too bad. And then the guy hung up.
Yeah.
And it was funny. You know, it's a joke I've never heard.
Nor have I.
True.
Well, call back. I don't know how you're going to prove.
You probably should tell that to the right group. You just got to kind of tell it quietly, and everybody has the little dirty laugh.
Oh, with the sunrise service?
Yeah. You just say you whisper.
I don't think so.
You pick the right person.
Good morning. How you doing? Hope it doesn't rain. Yeah, I know all the kids are going to love that.
Hey, come on over here. I want to tell you something.
Anyway, we got a winner. So, dude, call back.
Right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hi, Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
A lot of times we do that game, and we have to go into extra innings, like do two extra breaks, and we didn't get anything. That guy really, truly made us laugh.
And it falls into a joke category that really always, usually works. One we've both never heard before, mm-hmm. and one that is, it's got that wonderful irreverent quality, you know.
Well, whoever you are out there, mm-hmm. You sophisticated debutante,
yeah, right.
you're a mover and shaker, call back. And you and five of your guests are going to the movies of your choice, courtesy of www.regmovies.com and the movie When Betty Calls. Sneak preview April 14th. Log on to whenbettycalls.com. We'll give away a trip to Las Vegas tomorrow, courtesy of the movie. And that guy, if he'll call back, will qualify for it. And Buzz?
Yes?
What is your lead on the news and comments tonight?
Today, Martha Stewart's best defense, going back to her old offense.
Martha Stewart, she's very offensive, isn't she?
Yes, she's very offensive.
Now, her kicking...
No, her getting kicked.
But you wouldn't like her kicking a dog. I'd laugh at her kicking a dog.
I don't know. You know, that one, it just would have to happen.
In high heels?
It would have to happen spontaneously, but I'm chuckling.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Coming up on the Don and Mike show.
Hey, that was a good segment, kids. That was very...
proficient.
This is the Don and Mike show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
We just did that. I think we have good news about the guy that was the winner on the contest.
Good.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Hi. Joe.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Joe, the guy, I have the name. How do you know that he's the guy that had the joke?
Because I matched his voice over the phone with our tape.
Oh, very good. All right, then he went back to the tape. Way to go, Joe.
Brilliant.
So you didn't jack the prize.
No, he's cool.
His name is Jeremy Gaddy.
Daddy.
From Virginia. So he's qualified for the trip to Las Vegas. I'm glad he called back.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Good job, Joe. Somebody's thinking overtime.
Oh, and hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Thank you. Bye, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Time for Buzz's news show now.
Yeah.
Buzz Burbank brought to you news and comment brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining any weight.
Oh, dear.
Smoke Break. It's a revolutionary tablet for smokers. Available now at fine retailers. He's going to call his lover here in a moment. His lover and... John, right?
John.
Yeah, there it is.
Incredible!
His nurse. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
His nurse.
Well, they say the best defense is a good offense. They also say Martha Stewart has a history of going on the offensive, especially against the little guy. Now she's trying to get a new trial by attacking one of the jurors who convicted her of lying. She says he lied when he failed to tell the court he'd been arrested, accused of embezzlement, and sued at least three times. Truth is, there never were any formal charges against the guy, and his bad days were over 10 years ago. But Martha could not have liked it much when that juror told reporters her verdict was, quote, maybe a victory for the little guy.
And on the topic of Martha Stewart, mm-hmm. I found it very interesting that... you know what? Martha Stewart, she was a former Hysterectomy Thursday winner on the show.
Really?
And I've mentioned
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
CBS had been, no pun intended, in bed with her.
Mm-hmm.
And our boss, Mel Karmazin, remember there was a giant press conference with, mm-hmm. with he had his arm around
her. Right, absolutely.
He's going to put her TV show on all the CBS-owned and operated stations and give her a radio show. Well, now I'm watching CBS and I see, do you think you're the next Martha Stewart?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's gone. She's been long gone.
Yeah, I mean, they
didn't waste any time. I think, they canned her early on.
But they were still running her TV show on some of the CBS-owned and operated
what
stations.
What they canned her on, I think, was the CBS Morning Show segment.
Right.
They got rid of her very quickly.
And that's where I saw now, and they're not even saying, like, be the next homemaker. It's, do you think you can be the next Martha Stewart?
Oh, God.
Cold.
Wow.
I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it, but it's...
Man, that is cold!
Prosecutors say it's revealing that Martha would go to such lengths to discredit a juror. She'll be sentenced June 17th, and she's expected to get 10 to 16 months in prison.
But it seems to me that would be, as far as a legal strategy, that'd mm-hmm. be a little bit misguided.
Yeah.
I don't think she got the best representation when she was in that trial.
No, some bad advice, I think.
What's the day of the sentencing, Buzz?
June 17th.
June 17th. All right, gotcha.
All right.
Party day.
Walmart and Kmart will soon be selling a new DVD player that automatically skips sexual content, language, and graphic violence.
That's right.
That's what we need.
RCA starts stocking the shelves this month with the $79 machine.
Hey, kids, I got a great movie. It's called Goodfellas. But don't worry, it won't take long. The movie's only 18 minutes long. They take all the good parts out.
Another chance not to parent. Good point. The technology comes from a company called Clearplay. Quoting a spokesman, the public...
Clearplay?
Clearplay.
All right.
Clearplay?
Quoting a spokesman, the public is concerned. It's against the First Amendment to stop the media from providing content that's edgier and edgier, so it's up to the technology, says this guy. The edits are decided...
This guy, you don't want this guy.
The edits are decided at Clearplay, and movie directors don't like that a bit. They say this kind of editing can and does change the meaning of their movies, and that the guys at Clearplay are not qualified to be film editors.
I don't even have a comment on that. Yeah, I don't even have a comment on that. That it's out of control.
Where we are.
You don't need to hear us preach about it. It is out of freaking control.
But it would be interesting to put a movie on and see what they edit out.
Like Goodfellas.
It would be interesting to pick up that machine, have a little screening of Goodfellas.
It would be All My Life, I Dreamed of Being a Gangster. Then it would be like having having that scene with Joe Pesci's with a Martin Scorsese's mom,
right?
Where he says that they ran into a deer.
Yeah, and they couldn't show anything of the beating. They couldn't show anything of the guy when he's in the trunk.
They probably wouldn't show when Ray Liotta was doing coke with.
They probably wouldn't show the you know, but I mean, who knows? It might be language. Maybe, you know, I'd be really interested to see if they take out the sex and leave in the violence. I mean, see what they're all about.
It does all of those things in an Arnold Schwarzenegger
isn't
movie.
Isn't that a great invention?
He's nude, but when he stands up, you only see him on this machine from the waist up.
So, is it only certain movies that it worked on?
No, apparently these guys at ClearPlay sit down with each movie and tell the machines, then program the machines, which parts to alter.
Jerks. We got to try it out.
Yeah, well, then, we get the machine.
And then hurl it out the window.
And then we'll break it.
Yes.
We'll break it.
I'll get a mallet.
Yeah, good point. Maybe it's for the best. Sex
hey,
doesn't...
good, you didn't say the H word.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Clever.
There you go.
Maybe it's for the best. All
you know why, Rob? You're too legit to quit.
Absolutely.
That's why.
And I have the Adams Group.
Why let the censorship bother you? Sex doesn't seem to sell anymore anyway. Not at the movies.
Didn't he do a Shy Light song?
Yeah, he did. Have you seen it?
Have you seen it? Rob and I are playing the Battle of MC, We Don't Say His Last Name
right,
song.
I understand.
And of course, the obvious one, You Can't Touch This. That's the first one.
Right. And Rob was talking about some kind of groove.
The Adams Groove. And you got to pray just to make it today.
There you go. I like that.
I was watching on Comedy Central the other day, one of the old Saturday Night Lives.
Right.
And he was the host, MC Hammer, coming out.
Oh, Hammer!
You said it.
Coming out in his jean pants.
Well, you said it now.
And the big song that he was doing was the one Rob was saying, the Addams Family Group.
Right.
Which was like the most ridiculous
right.
setup, corny
but
record.
I stand by it.
Click, click, click.
I stand by Too Legit to Quit. Rightly so. I enjoyed that.
Good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
A new study shows that movies with explicit sex or nudity do much worse at the box office than other movies. The study says the average making 40% less money than family friendly films.
Well, that's I think that would follow as totally legit because you just got more people that can go see it.
Right. Legit. The audience is less restricted.
That's common sense, though.
Yeah,
we've known that for a while. But the study looked at over 1,100 releases over the last 4 years. Gap was even wider in the most recent year of the study, which was last year. In 2003, movies with nudity made only half the money made by movies without it. Of course, the study may have also been skewed by the researchers at the Christian Film and Television Commission.
Christ. See, you're tricky that way, Buzz.
Jesus, yeah, you got to keep an eye
Christ.
On it.
You're tricky that way. You threw that one in there at the end.
Yeah. Ralph Nader. Who must surely know he doesn't stand a chance of being elected president, is taking a different approach now. He's calling for the impeachment of President Bush. The reason? He says W misled all of us about the reasons for invading Iraq. Quoting Ralph, Mr. Bush's behavior qualifies for the high crimes and misdemeanors impeachment clause of the Constitution.
Listen, let me just say, there was somebody who's kind of been on the fence. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Bush or it's going to be Kerry. And right. I said for a while, Nader.
Right.
Just like
you were joking.
But also, in every joke, there's part serious. Yeah. Partly as a protest vote.
Right.
I just want to say to Ralph Nader right now, you're as nutty as a fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down and shut up. You did it last time.
It's not going to work. He's not going to do it.
No. You did it last time.
It's not going to work the same way this time.
You goddamn kook.
I don't think it's going to be a factor. But as much of a factor as it was the last time.
Don't screw up the election this time.
And even though he's tilting at windmills, he makes some interesting points. Nader says the war was based on a platform of fabrications and deceptions. Quoting again, right now we're on the verge of another Vietnam-type experience.
See, here's the thing
in Iraq.
Here's the thing with Ralph Nader. Mm-hmm. A lot of what he says is right.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
it's the style.
Yeah. You know, first off, dude, buy a suit. Because you know who he looks like? You know the movie Quiz Show?
Mm-hmm.
Is it John Tarantino? Who's the egg?
Yeah. John Turturro.
John Turturro.
Right.
The guy who played the guy in Quiz Show.
Yeah, the
Herbert
guy that's the Herbert Stempel, the ugly
right.
guy.
Right. Yeah. That's the wardrobe Ralph Nader has.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, listen, Ralph Nader, just a couple of words. The Gap. Banana Republic.
Yeah, and you know what? You feel the same way. I think a lot of people feel. He makes some points, but he's got that. It seems like the older he gets, he's got more of that goofy stigma
crazy.
About him. You know,
he looks crazy.
He looks crazy. He's done. If you look at what he's done for this country, he's actually done some good for this country.
Yeah.
But he's got that whole.
Yeah, and so somebody's got to clean him up, put a nice suit on him, and give him some meds.
Yeah, but for now, just clean him up, but let him come around and like regulate cars like he used to.
Yeah, I agree. That's fine. Yeah, he was like a big airbag guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah,
he killed
right.
the Corvair.
He did.
What? He
killed the Corvette.
He killed it, and rightly so.
That's true.
I thought it was a swell car.
Rob. And now some stuff you may not have known about The Apprentice, unless you got an early copy of TV Guide. When someone gets fired on that show, they're not allowed to go home until the six-week taping schedule is ended. The cabs that you see taking the losers away actually just take them back to their hotel.
And, Buzz, I have a question about that. All right. Don't watch The Apprentice as much as I watch American Idol, but right. Frieda watches The Apprentice, right. So I watch it with her. I find it impossible to believe that these people who are on these shows for weeks and weeks can have all of their belongings in the one bag when Donald Trump fires them.
They don't.
It's like, oh, because they have different suits, they have different shoes.
That's why he's here.
Right.
He's here to enlighten you.
So what happens with all their other bags?
Well, they do, for that 6 weeks, get to stick around New York on Trump's dime. And as for the contestant suitcases you just asked about,
yes,
they're empty. Their stuff's back in the room. It was shipped there.
It's a show.
Suitcases are props. There's nothing in them.
Tricky.
When you do it for show, it's not as cruel.
Click. You may also be amused to know that when you see the contestants get on the elevator,
yeah.
They're not going anywhere. The boardroom and the loft they live in are
all
on
the same
floor.
Level.
Oh, right. Dear.
I hate it when they fool us.
The show's racial controversy, by the way, was scheduled to spill out on the Oprah Winfrey Show today with guest Donald Trump and former contestant Omarosa Stallworth.
Hello, it is Oprah Winfrey. I saw the ad for it today.
Right. They were going to have the big controversy.
And it was Oprah said, hello, this is Oprah Winfrey. Today, Donald Trump and the people he has fired. And it was the as always, the stereotype on these shows is you have the uppity black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her name, but she's the one
Omarosa.
I thought was going to win.
Right.
And they had a scene where she was doing that thing to Donald Trump. She's sitting on the Oprah show, and she was giving him that body language, that the back and forth with the
right.
fingers, like,
right.
don't you even think about coming over here. And Donald Trump was looking at her going, you're fired. And Oprah was in the middle, like a dog at a tennis match, just with her head going, today on Oprah.
Yeah.
And why did they run The Apprentice last night at the same time as American Idol?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Like a test run to see how it did in the ratings up against American Idol.
Yeah, but see, it does good like on its regular night when it's on against CSI.
I know. Well, TV executives, go figure.
I don't know.
One person who wasn't on Oprah today to discuss this was the woman who was accused of calling Omarosa the N-word. She says she never said that, and she thinks it's unfair that she wasn't invited on the show
herself. You were talking about the phony thing with the boardroom and the elevator and the empty
right.
suitcase. I mean, how can you expect a show to be legit when you got that hair? I mean, you got that Donald Trump hair surrounding everything.
It all starts with the swirl.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. But, you know, here's what you have to say.
He's always done illusions.
I was having this discussion with my wife the other day about him, because I was saying to her, she loves The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do, especially young people.
And I've not really caught on to it, but I try to watch it for Frieda, because
right.
she tries to watch what I like to watch. And she said, well, think about Donald Trump. And I said, oh, come on, he's the luckiest guy in the world. And then Frieda said something that's really true. Do you like him or you hate him? And I think he's kind of a dork.
Mm-hmm.
But, Christ, how many times has that guy been so far down and bankrupt that people, if you really go back and think, there's been like five or six times over the last 20 years when he's been, a pubic hair away from being evicted and losing his buildings and losing everything.
Right. Right.
And somehow, I mean, you have to admire the fact, okay, he's a jerk. He's pompous, his hair is awful, but he must know what he's doing, because he's got more lives than a goddamn cat.
I don't really think he does. It'd be hard to find anybody to argue with you about that.
And if you like him or you don't like him, he's a success story.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be the greatest success of his career.
Right.
I was reading something.
And this is after they kind of screwed him at the other network.
Yeah, and here's what I'm reading about Donald Trump. Where for a guy who's not in media, he knows an awful lot.
Pretty savvy.
I'm reading an article in Business Week magazine with Donald Trump, and he says, Jeff Zucker calls me every day.
Right.
This is the president of NBC. Mm-hmm. He said, I said to him, I know you. There's going to be a time when you stop calling me. And the TV guy says, oh, no, I'll never stop calling
typical.
You. And Donald Trump says, when my show falls out of the top 10, you'll start calling me.
You'll stop calling me.
Mm-hmm. And the guy says, your show will never fall out of the top 10. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump says, you're out of your mind. Then the people say to him, if you have your choice, if you could be on TV and you'd be guaranteed it was a hit show, would you take TV or would you take real estate? And he said, I would not think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. I would do real estate every single time.
Sure, absolutely.
Every single time.
Absolutely.
The real money is the reliable money.
I mean, I don't like him. I think the show's okay, but you have to admire the fact that the guy has got more lives.
He does.
Jesus Christ.
Always bouncing back.
You know, rub
back.
Some of that off on me, baby. I'll take the bad hair and everything.
He may get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and just to prove that anyone can get a star there if they have the money.
You know, you rub some of that stuff off on you, you get that bathroom finished in easier than a month and a half.
Yeah. I know. And Mike, our former landlord,
mm-hmm. yeah.
we lived in New York, remember that, yeah. you and I.
Absolutely.
And the floor, not the only thing heated. Now, quoting Ted Turner, by the way, got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Quoting Ted, I love show business. Movie stars turned out for the event, including Esther Williams, Margaret O'Brien, and Betty Garrett.
Who?
Old-time, exactly.
How many of them had to be dug up?
Oh, wow. Old-time movie stars love Ted because of the movies he's shown on TBS and his classic movies channel. Quoting Betty Garrett, it's really wonderful to see myself at 3 in the morning when I was young.
Dawson's Creek, 10:05.
And at long last, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for Belushi. John, not Jim.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, but wait, hold on.
You scared me.
It gets bad, though, Mike, because think about it for a second. John Belushi gets a star in the Walk of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to have to accept it for
yeah,
him?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The star of the original Saturday Night Live and the movie Animal House died at the age of 33 back in 1982. He got his star today in a ceremony attended by his brother Jim, his widow, and his castmate, Dan Aykroyd.
Well, Dan Aykroyd should be there.
I'd say Dan Aykroyd is
there. And Jim, technically, should be there.
Yeah, he should be there as my brother.
No!
Don, I'm sorry.
Mike, you're forgetting ATJ. According to Jim. No.
I mean, to be based on the bad show, you ban him from the ceremony.
If John Belushi was alive, he would probably OD after watching his brother's TV show.
Retreat into that comfort zone when you just pretend that maybe he's not his real brother.
No, they look alike.
I know they do.
They look alike.
Hey, and remember the Disneyland roller coaster that killed a guy last year?
Oh, you know, hold on, Buzz.
Yeah?
I know this is a good story.
Well, I have an update on that coaster.
Okay, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two hot and hairy bear studs, Don and Mike.
Yo, yo!
Hey!
You know, we didn't find that today. Joe's got a whole bunch of brand new movies from the 1970s educational films.
Yeah, Joe did his homework while we were gone.
I think next week we'll bring that back. We'll do that for a couple of weeks with Joe. What was the one today? Alcohol is...
Dynamite. Is dynamite, and not dynamite. Good dynamite. And it's not... I think this is pre-Jimmy Walker, so
right.
It's not a positive thing.
Dynamite. But we didn't have time for that bit today. We'll do it next week. Here's Buzz right now.
We should play that one during a drinking show.
You know what? We got to do that. What's that crazy booze?
Absinthe.
Yeah, maybe we should do that soon.
Mm-hmm.
I might be up for that very soon.
You might participate?
Yeah.
You want me to stay dry on that one and you dive in?
No, I think we should all dive in. We should just get a car.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wait a twist.
Decision made.
Okay.
High functioning.
Yeah, very high functioning.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. I love you. I love that about you.
I love you, man. Oh, I'm so glad you made that decision.
You're funny.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
That's it. You're crazy.
I'm tired. I love you.
Okay, now about that Disneyland roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Killed a guy last year.
Right.
Well, it's crashed again, but this time nobody was on it.
Oh, too bad there wasn't a dog on someone could kick.
The machine was being reset by an employee who didn't follow instructions, and with that, the big Thunder Mountain Railroad train crashed into another that was stopped on the track Saturday night. State officials have barred two employees from operating the ride until they can be retrained.
I had a question.
This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that those people that run the rides,
mm-hmm.
they don't just press a button and everything happens automatically? That they got to know what they're doing? I'm never going on another amusement park ride.
Now, the ride, at least that ride, is computer controlled once they push the start button and the cars make their revolution. But once it comes back into the station, the minimum wage guys then control the train from one end of the station to the other to move it up to set it off again.
That is terrifying.
You should watch on the Travel Channel, Discovery Channel, one of those things when they sometime when they're doing doing, like, the best roller coasters in the world.
Right.
Check it out that you see the people. And what's the one in, is it Cedar Point? Is that the one I'm thinking of in Cleveland or Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think so.
The old wooden one?
Yeah, and what they were saying in a real nice way was, we have all kinds of people very proud to work here, and they're outlining what Buzz is saying, that
right.
they've got some people who, because it's so computerized,
right.
it's okay, and then you've got the next level of trainables,
right.
and it's okay for them to go over and make sure that the harnesses and that right. the belts are done,
right.
and then you have your third level employee who actually, I guess, can breathe through his nose, you know, count, and these people are the people, as Buzz was saying, that really when the thing's going 90 miles an hour,
right.
they're the ones that know how to handle it.
What you need is like a cardboard cutout of Mickey Mouse that says, you must be at least this smart to run this ride.
That's scary. That really is scary. That somebody that can really kill you.
That's another one of the things that they were alluding to was a dumb person job.
Right.
You know, we used to bust my son's balls for years. We wouldn't do well in school or whatever, got a bad test. We'd say, you're going to be one of those stop slow guys.
Right.
You know, because when you come right. to a construction site, there's always the guy with the stop and the slow on the walkie-talkie. Well, they were saying at Cedar Point, they were saying we have some people who work here in the nerve center and some people
right.
do this. And then there are some people who have this job. And it was a guy out front with a stick, and his job was to stand by the sign that says you must be this tall to ride the ride.
And determine who goes on the ride.
Yeah. And he was the stick guy.
And you know, he's probably the guy that takes, really has the dumbest job. And also
very seriously.
And probably takes the most crap every day.
They showed him standing next to some kid, and he said, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to make this ride today. And the kid said, I'm tall enough. Look, the sign right here. And the guy says, that's why I have my stick.
Power man.
I swear to God. Yeah. Watch it on Discovery Channel. You'll love it.
My stick. The ride had just opened a week before after yet another training session. Very scary. Now, if body piercing makes you queasy, you really hate this. You may even hate this if you like body piercing. The latest trend in Denmark is eye piercing. Putting a piece of jewelry right in the old eyeball.
Did I see this in the newspaper or on my internet site today?
Probably on the internet.
The little heart?
You can get a half moon or a heart, yes.
Oh, God, it's nasty.
Mounted actually, not in the eyeball, but in the eye's mucous membrane in the conjunctiva. Ooh. That's the corner of the eyelid.
What's that called, Buzz?
The conjunctiva. The piercing's done under a microscope with local anesthesia in about 15 minutes. It costs about $1,200.
That's a bargain, Buzz.
A half dozen people have been pierced so far in their conjunctiva.
That's Buzz's new Broadway musical that he's producing.
Conjunctiva! And with an exclamation point. Incredibly, the procedure was perfected at an institute for ophthalmic technology.
Buzz Burbank, in conjunction with Andrew Blake, presents conjunctiva!
Children cried at an Easter show in Pittsburgh over the weekend. An Assembly of God church wanted to make the point that Easter was about the resurrection of Christ, not about the Easter bunny. They may have overstated their case when the show, aimed at all ages, involved a beating. The victim was the Easter bunny.
Hello.
The eggs intended for an Easter egg hunt were smashed in the show. The bunny was beaten. Children cried. Quoting one parent, it was very disturbing. I could not believe what I was seeing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Well,
here it is.
What did he say?
And police in suburban Chicago are looking for a guy who's been posing as Ronald McDonald. The man's been popping into local Mickey D's, even though no appearances were scheduled.
How are you?
Officials say he walked behind the counter at one location and showed an inordinate interest in the cash register and was asked to leave.
Whoa.
He showed up later at another location.
Hey, hey.
In sports, today's tip, don't try to get through an airport metal detector with your marijuana wrapped in aluminum foil. Don't believe me? Ask Portland Trailblazers guard Damon Stoudemire.
Damon Stoudemire.
Stoudemire. He got nabbed in Tucson last summer. Now his lawyers are asking the judge to throw out the evidence on the grounds that airport police failed to get a search warrant or read Damon his rights.
Here is a tape of that going down in Phoenix.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way.
No! Wow!
Aren't they kooky?
Here's the one where they actually find the tin foil.
Yeah.
And they look, they're seeing, look at this now. They're trying to open it up.
Having trouble getting the foil, the foil open. It's always tough to open.
And now they're gonna, now they're gonna find the pot. They're gonna
There they go. Finally. On a golf course in Quincy, Massachusetts, 55-year-old Robert Carnathan got angry. He had been gathering golf balls to sell when 79-year-old Donald King came along and stole some.
Cherry gig.
You bet.
Cherry gig.
Oh, man, Don, they love them down where I live. Yeah. Absolutely. They love them down
My kid used to make money going out to some golf course by a lake. They'd go out there with these big high boots like you'd wear for fishing.
Sure.
You go out there, you pull out 100 golf balls.
Yep.
You know, you make, what, 50 bucks, 100
they all,
bucks?
They all love their, they got their big sticks that get the golf balls out of the water.
Yeah, well, this guy, Robert, had been gathering these balls to sell all day, and then 79-year-old Donald King came along and stole some of the balls. So Robert then threw rocks at the older man and hit him with his cane. The older man then died of a heart attack.
Oh, boy.
The prosecutor saw this as a serious crime and asked for a 3 to 5 year prison sentence. Instead, the judge gave Robert 2 years of staying home.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Starring in conjunctiva, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yes. That's it. Until tomorrow, my friends. Our comedy troupe will return then.
Yes, our players in conjunctiva.
Until then, don't forget, tip your waiters and waitresses.
Yes, and bartenders.
Last call for alcohol.
Amen.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Thanks. Look around, cafe.
A new menu.
See you there.
Oh, Triscuits and American cheese.
Toodaloo.
Vinegar. Bye, ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.